everybody. Welcome to show. I couldn't find a hat. Don't make fun of my hair. I haven't done a thing with it. I got out of the shower. I towel dried it. In Vegas, it gets dry very quick. And then now I came to you because I know you didn't get what you needed yesterday. You haven't had what you needed today. And I guess you can have it. Welcome. Here's what we're going to do. I know everybody's like, where's the music? We're going to do like a mini show, a mini version of the show. And maybe 2 hours. And then we're going to cut it. We're gonna set up a new stream, and then we're gonna do a members program. Sorry, I'm scattered today. It's snowing inside the building. This is as far out as I go for the Christmas. Just a little bit of winter wonderland. And no, it's not clean snow. It's filthy, gross snow. So fuck you and fuck everybody you know. Chris Dyer gifting 14 Nobody Likes Onions memberships. Thanks, Agent O. I don't know what that means. Q, late and gay. I know. It's not a spiffy hairdo. This is actually gross. I haven't had a haircut in over a month. It's disgusting, as the kids say.
Screw the Super Chats, Rumble Rants, PayPal, and Venmo Aaron. Feed me XRP.
Feed him Ripple. Congrats to everybody on their riches. You know? Even the stupid idiots are starting to get into Bitcoin and stuff. Stupid MGD messaged me like, "How do I get into? How do I do Bitcoin? How do I do Bitcoin?" Ugh, I don't know how anything works in Scotland. You know, Ed and Mike in the chat, he owns Bitcoin. He doesn't even know how to get it. He doesn't know where it is. It was 6 phones ago when he bought it. He wanted to sell it when it was at $6,000 because he was like, it can't go higher than this. Surely this is the peak of Bitcoin. You know. And I told him, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. And I don't think he sold it, but I don't know. I don't think he knows how to do anything with it anymore, and that's a fact. Rebecca Black better kick this off. Oh, God. Yeah, come back later for our music show if you're just here. We're here to give you the quick bites. We'll tell you what's been going on during the sesh. Szechuan. Thank you, Anonymous, for the $25. He says, thanks for the show. No, thank you for the show. And then Krautcat gifting 10 memberships. I like that. Happy Christmas to you and your family. We really hope it's coming together over there at Shea Cat. And then Wizard Nug 2 also... Champions among men. We'll never, ever, ever do as well as we're doing now. Thanks to you people. You know what I mean?
Leave your hat off, Patrick. They'll pay more money if they can see your hairs.
They'll pay more money if they can see your hair, Patrick.
Moody has created a new channel called the Steel Toe Parody Show. on YouTube. I tweeted out a link to it. If you're on Twitter, check and follow it. Otherwise, just go on YouTube. I think the username is Steel Toe Parody Show. We need to get him monetized over on that channel, and then we've got an AI surprise. We're gonna try to build this thing. We're gonna try to build this man, this AI man that goes live every time Aaron goes live, and the ultimate goal is to have the AI Aaron channel be more profitable and get more subscribers than the regular Aaron channel. He's got him reacting to the chat room. We're setting him up with super tips. By the way, I think we're Moody's got super tips working with some other countries now. So I don't know if Stripe is available in your country. And I think that includes Australia, New Zealand, maybe Europe. I don't even know. I think we can get you on super tips now. Now, we're still not like ready to onboard massive people. But if you've got a profitable show in this Dabbleverse, maybe we can work something out with it. You know, like Dean? You know that guy, Dean? Sharon C., thank you very much for the 2020 gifted memberships. That means the women are outspending the men. I assume Wizard Nug is a man. No woman would call herself Wizard Nug. So the women have more. I don't know what's happened. Something's flipped and the women have more money than the men now. And maybe this is what Michelle Obama worked for that whole time. Possibly. What are we going to watch first? Jesus Christ. You know, I think it's got to be Stupid Doom. This morning, Bob Levy, hit the like button. I don't know what's going on. Pat Dixon's going on Stuttering John. Chevy's friends with Stuttering John. Now, is that just to fuck with Kevin? I don't know. Bob Levy is now saying, you know, as of this morning, you know, no spoilers. As of this morning, Bob Levy goes and makes a clip. I don't even understand. There's a 4-minute clip of Doom, who we hate. Don't subscribe to this guy. He's a bad man. I don't know how I got subscribed. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. I think he's hacked me. Ah, boy.
I don't know if Doom's here. The Turn.
The Turn.
You guys don't, you guys talk about works. You guys talk about works. Let me tell you about fucking works, motherfucker. Okay? This is the fucking truth. Thank you, honey.
Gina says, I love you in a chat. And by the way, Connor comes in with 20 gifted memberships. And then just to spite her does 21. So basically he's beating Sharon by one. And now it's 41 to 20 men to women. So, you know, if I have to be the guy who gets all these memberships, just to answer the question, who's better, men or women? We come up with a better grift every day than Steel Toe over here. Prove you're better. Remember when we did Prove You're Not Poor? Prove You're Not Poor! What are you, fucking poor? Sitting there not donating memberships like a poor.
Here's the truth, okay? You dancing.
Oh, no, here they go. Here they go. So Sharon comes back. And by the way, don't make Sharon carry all the weight. Sharon comes in with 20, and that, you know, that brings her up to the par with the other people, but then Reels comes in with 20, just securing the men, you know, and...
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
First place. Okay, really don't do it, because we got a lot to get through, and it's a mini show, so I'm kidding, of course. That's like 80 memberships already, and you're all nuts. You're all mentally ill, you know? I'm convinced people like the memberships better because they get to out people watching the show. But don't give all your money away. We got a brand new grift coming up later in the program. I actually have an actual planned grift coming up later. No, not Hackamania. Okay. All right, let's keep Bob talking about works.
Everything you guys are smarter than everybody. You have idea that me and Kevin Brennan planned this 2 years ago for me to fucking go into the shit weighers den and see all the serpents and that shit. So we staged this whole fucking bullshit where we attacked each other's family and stuff. And I went undercover after quitting on payday. Now think of that. What fucking...
Okay. It's a lot to digest there in this telling. Is anyone buying this?
Everybody, you have no idea that me and Kevin Brennan planned this 2 years ago for me to fucking go into the shit weighers den and see all the serpents and that shit. So we staged this whole fucking bullshit where we attacked each other's family and stuff. And I went undercover after quitting on payday. Now think of that. What fucking idiot would use that excuse, okay? That you can't pay somebody because you quit on pay. So
this is a work the whole time. Now, Bob's bad. Bob sounds like a guy reciting a plan someone else came up with. So a year and a half ago, we came up with this, and I infiltrated him. I got under the sewers. It's like, I can hear Kevin telling Bob this plan, or so I thought. But this sounds bad. And ladies and gentlemen, our first gold fold of the evening.
Okay. You boy baby Mike Darvid is live now. Now go watch McDavier's Watcher now. He's live.
Can you even... Mike Darvid? Are you okay, boy, baby? Live now. What is it?
Okay. You boy, baby, Mike Darvid is live now. Now go watch McDavier's Watcher now. He's live.
This is what melting down looks like.
And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time.
The greatest gift they'll get this year is life. Oh,
where nothing ever grows, no rain or rivers flow.
Do blacks even know what Christmas is at all?
Jesus Christ, you can't say that. You actually can't be saying stuff like that.
This has been 2 years or more in the making. And you.
2 years or more, they came up with this. That Bob was going to go work for Shuley and then have a big falling out, make fun of each other's families, throw a drink, get banned from MGM properties worldwide. Do you know how many people had to be involved in this?
Cover after quitting on payday. Now think of it. You guys are smarter than everybody. You have no idea that me and Kevin Brennan planned this 2 years ago. For me to fucking go into the shit weighers den and see all the serpents and that shit.
Yeah, whatever Kevin said. There were serpents and shit.
So we staged this whole fucking bullshit where we...
Bob Levy crawled through 4 miles of shit to escape the Shuley Network.
Attacked each other's family and stuff. And I went undercover.
Right. Let me get a pen. Right.
After quitting on payday. Now think of that. What fucking idiot would use that excuse, okay?
Can't believe you bought it.
That you can't pay somebody because you quit on pay. So This has been 2 years or more in the.
And then when Shuley lied and said I wasn't sticking up for Bob getting paid, Bob just let that happen. Let everybody just make fools of themselves. God, we all look so fucking dumb now, you know, in hindsight.
Making. And you fucking goddamn dopes.
You dopes. Who's this? Oh, your fans. Okay. Only I get away with that. Only I get away with that.
Do not understand. This took years. We didn't talk for years to have this work. Okay.
Now, again, this was August 21st last year. Has it been years? We didn't talk for years. We just had to wink and say code words to each other through our respective broadcasts. Okay. Now, when I do a work, I always know there's going to be a contingent of idiots who'll never believe it, like the drunk show. That's why at the end, I made the video that I put up to let you know that I'm not fucked up. Why wouldn't you why wouldn't you have any sort of proof that you made back before this happened that it was a work? Because then we all look dumb. Then we all look dumb.
I was in the pipes there. I was under the building.
I did not comb my hair. It was wild before I got in here, and I just hand dolloped it. I don't, you know, there's no
everywhere
product.
And you will fucking hair. See it today.
Is this cool? Is this like a cool vibe for the kids? No, it's just hair, man. I don't know. Do you guys have hair? Where you come from? Fuck. Now I gotta... It's so long. It's too long. Frankly, it's too long. Hit the like button.
You will see it today on guess what?
MLC, is it?
Shaw. Yeah. To show it. Ted Bar Radio. Melon is Backwatch. The Smoking House. It Going Tar Lungs. Our Oak.
I actually quit. I've been off flower weed for a week and a half, and it's helped my cough tremendously. I was just coughing, like, so I've actually been off the bong for a week and a half. I'm very proud of it.
As a work, I rekindled old friendships and made a ton of money working with my friends for 2 entire years. Another win for the levy.
Yeah, as a work, I rekindled old friendships and made a ton of money working with my friends for 2 entire years, another win for leaving.
As a work, I rekindled old friendships and made a ton of money working with my friends for 2 entire years, another win for the levy.
I know what Christmas, you dumb honky, but I still celebrate me some Kwanzaa. Assalamu alaikum, motherfucker.
Can you imagine if Kevin's wife makes him put a Kwanzaa log out?
Bob Levy is being a real Jim Carrey liar liar, as it were, if you will. Bob Levy is being a real Jim Carrey liar liar, as it were, if you will.
God, you know which one I really want to hear again from the other day? Sometimes it's just too good.
I can do this. One kramar. Two kramar. Three kramar. Four kramar. Five kramar. Six kramar. Seven kramar. Eight kramar. Kayum one kramar. 10 kramar. 11 kramar. 12 kramar. 13 kramar. 14 kramar. 15 kramar. 16 kramar. 17 kramar. 18 kramar. 19 kramar. 13 kramar. I know a chowon kramar. 29 chowon kramar.
He's melting down. He's making a lot of mistakes.
Patrick, that Zulu programmer of yours doesn't let me talk about miners and how they are best prepared, you know. What sides are best and how to grill them evenly. Will you fix this annoyance with all due haste?
I will try. I'll try.
I am the Dabbleverse Donnie Brasco. It's a fugazi.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Did you eat Kyle Anderson? Kyle Anderson looked scared the last and only time he appeared on Nobody Likes Vegetables.
Wow.
Did you see the fear in his eyes, Patrick?
I did.
Did you eat Kyle Anderson? That twinkle of quiet desperation where another man's life is in your hands. And your hands alone, realization in his eyes that you've established a series of pulleys and booby traps.
Jesus, this sounds like Aaron beating April. That sounds rough. Some stupid asshole said Bob thinks he's Whitey Bulger. No, listen to me. Okay. He's got the same okay as Bill Maher. Damn, I lost a lot of respect for Bob with this. Tampa Terry Pat, bro, how will Michaela's husband ever trust her again? The Michaela drama in our Discord. It's just enough. You know, we've had no Michaela in the chat all week. It's been nice. We're going to let her back in. Maybe we'll let her back in for the members show. Real says, please put on a hat. Come on! Come on, man. She's a solid, nasty bra. What a stand-up gal, bra. Bubba Army. Is she what? Look, I only talked to her like twice. I don't know what's going on. Lev Kramar. Call us poors. Want another 80 Kramars? You don't have the budget.
Tell them it was a work, Bob. You planned this all.
There's no way they'll fall for it. People aren't that stupid.
Don't be so sure, Bob. Patrick grifted an anniversary 2 years before he got married. They're all tards.
Oh, God. I keep getting caught. Keep taking L's. I hate this stuff. Holy shit. When did this happen? Dr. Cream Cheese. Jesus fucking Christ.
Shut the fuck up, Chad.
50 fucking member champs. When did that happen? That was like 12 minutes ago. Fucking hell, dude.
I've made a huge mistake.
That's too many member champs. Jesus Christ. That's 151 memberships. We've been on the air for 23 minutes. That's wild shit. It's wild shit. Steve C, thanks for being a member for 18 months. You count. Have you ever tried running? Ugh. I had a dream about it once. Nathan Bickle, member for 17 months. I just want to be included in this member stuff. Dr. Sarah, member for 4 months. Patrick combed his hair. Must be jerk off night. What is that? What would that even be? A special night that I jerk off? What would that even be? Painkiller, you look extra Bowerish tonight. The thing about it is,
these lights will guide me home.
These lights will guide me home. Thank you. By the way, if you want to participate and be a member and be a feel like a member, I'm calling it Super Bowl. And I had Fearless design a sticker. We're going to be giving out stickers at this event. Tukey's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Bentley's confirmed this. I heard T.O. Hanks coming. Teamster Tim coming. I heard a Wind of KB is going to be there with the stuff. And who knows what else? I heard John's trying to collect money to come. Beat everybody up again. I'm sure that'll go well. And then, you know, a lot more. So I don't know who's coming. Kevin says he'll never come to anything again. But Kevin's not really, you know, this is like our event. So it'd be fucked up if you came to it.
KB, 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 oh, wee. Why don't you get some more syllables for your name, you lady?
Wow, who hates KB? I mean, really? I mean, who's upset at KB? I don't get it. And by the way, I don't have a lot of experience with the lady. I actually had a meal with her and Corn Diff and the guy who pissed everywhere. And anyway, be nice to people. KB's swell, you know. And this time, KB and I we're going to hang out a lot. I'm setting apart, like, most of my days to just laugh and laugh with that lady. And, Gonzo, member for 20 months. And from what I understand, this is the famous Gonzo shitcock from the old Mr. Ed program. How much to shave an M in your hairline like Aaron? Oh my God. That'd be a lot because I have I'm Patty with the good hair. So I don't really, that seems rough. Yeah, I'd happily shave my beard for $1,000 because that'll grow back fairly quickly. The hair. Oh no. The hair. To somebody like Aaron, I guess you can't really even put a value on it. But I don't even, to a guy like me with a head like this. Sword and Scale member for 24 months is Merry Christmas to you all. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. Get your Kwanzaa log. Get your Hanukkah rook. What do they call it? A Hanukkah rook? Candelabra? What is it? I'm a normal. Okay, here's the. Come on out. Anyway, Super Bowl weekend. I'm coming in Thursday night to Monday, and I'll be playing a lot of poker, mostly. I didn't play any poker. That's zero, none, not one hand last Super Bowl. The time before that I did, but last time, no, I didn't play any. And this time I definitely want to play because I got to get some of Rocco's money.
Turned you around. We turned you around and you didn't know where to look, you fucking marks.
And the worst part about going to Atlantic City is there's no air, only Spirit flies into there. So unless you're poor, it's like you got to fly into Philly. And if you want to do American, they'll bus you. It'll look like they fly to Philly, but you're going to get on a bus and go is what's going to happen. So, I always just rent a car and drive from the Philly airport to the whatever it is.
Okay. You fucking marks.
His fans are marks.
You fall for everything. That's why I'm telling you, I don't never want to see you on a fucking ladder because I know you're going to fall. Okay? Because you do every time. And guess what? Doom, you know you're a menomate. You fucking know it more than anybody.
You know you're a menomate? I don't even know what he said.
And guess what? Doom, you know you're a menomate. You fucking know it more than... Doom, you know you're a menomate.
A menomate? Amendment. The volume in my hair is not impressive. Get off my hair. I'm not even kidding. This is just natural. This is out of the shower. This is just hair. I literally showered right before the program. It's a quaff. But get over it. Get over it. It's just hair. I put my pants on two legs at a time, just like you ladies. Okay, you got to stop. Why is there... I think we've watched so much Aaron, people are like, holy shit, he has hair. Holy shit, he has hair. And you're a menomate. And you're a menomate.
Doom. You know you're a menomate. You fucking know it more than anybody around here. And yeah, we motherfucker for over 2 years.
Now people are saying it's faggy hair. Okay, I can't. You're all being too mean. Hello?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't want to go to your stupid Super Bowl party anyway, and your hair looks ridiculous.
Yeah, but I didn't hear you were coming, though. You haven't confirmed.
Yeah, nah, bullshit. Me and Reels don't want to come. We're going to have our own party now.
I didn't hear you were coming. You haven't confirmed.
I don't care, and your hair looks ridiculous. I'll see you at the dance later.
Me and Reels are going to go have our own steak. You'll not be, we could, you know what we should do? You know what we should do over there? We should all go to Chad's, the restaurant that Chad's benefactor took him to. What's his name? Charlie Chestnut. What's that guy's name who gives Chad all the money all the time? Heard it through the grape ape. What's that guy's name who says all oh, God, I forget the guy. Anyway, he took him to the, Chad said he took him to a steakhouse. Ken Mosca. Yeah. Ken Mosca. And he took him to a steakhouse and we looked it up and it was like, you know, like pizza places, how they put that vinyl green tablecloth over the tables and there were like Parmesan shakers and ketchup bottles. And meanwhile, last time we were in Atlantic City for the Super Bowl, while Gino and Chad were out at Atlantic City's finest pizza shaker place, Jason Bentley took us to the steakhouse in the, you know, the B steakhouse or whatever in the Borgata and paid for it. You know, these guys are so generous. But I'm sure Chad got three slices of anything.
Aaron. Send slam pigs nudes to Gino. Gino is your friend and likes nudes. Nothing bad will happen. Yeah. You'll make the goal
Send
for
it
sure.
To Gino. Hey, can you pick me up from the airport? Says KB. Yeah, if everybody wants to coordinate, I think you have my number. I haven't bought a flight yet, but anybody who wants to ride can ride if we because I think if Rocco wants to come in Thursday night, I'll probably be getting in Thursday at late afternoon.
Patty looking snacky in that hairy hat.
Hairy hat.
Did you use herbal essences when you showered Big Sauce? It's okay if you like
you
the smell.
You can't
good.
Imagine Jake even using soap. This is a guy who literally cleans his bloody, hemorrhoid finger with his mouth.
I tune him in it.
I tune him in it.
Mahina.
Do-do-be-do-do.
Mahina.
Du-du-du-du.
Mahina mahina.
Kyle Anderson went new boot goofing once. Once!
I, too, have tried cucumber enemas.
Oh, it's probably refreshing, actually. I haven't thought about, like, what type of enema I would do. But, yeah, probably cucumber.
You
like, if they had flavors, if it's like when you get your car washed, you know, and they vacuum it out, and they're like, what air freshener do you want? We have lemon, coconut, new car, cucumber.
He didn't send that fucking money, you fucking...
Although new car asshole would be pretty good. If you went down on somebody and their asshole smelled like new car...
Idiot motherfuckers.
They should do that as a goof, as a new boot goof. Come up with a new car smell deodorant. There has to be that.
Let me.
I guess you can just wear car. I guess you could just wear car air fresheners, or like keep them in your clothing drawers.
Clear my
pine tree scent
throat as I talk down to you, stupid motherfuckers. Okay.
And this is just so not believable.
Okay, so today. After doing my undercover work for how many years? Can we say it? Was it two? Was it three? I don't even know.
Because we just made it up.
Today at 4:15 Eastern, The Godfather returns to MLC today to let you know what we did that started in the back room of a club 2.5 years ago.
Right.
2.5. Okay. 1 year and 4 months ago, this has all started. It is going to happen at 4:15, 4:30, or 4:45. Thank you. Thank you, Kay.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's a bigger work. Is it this or that Ari Jane and Pat Dixon are banging over Zoom? You know, Felicia Gillespie says she has a video of Ari Jane and Pat Dixon scissoring over a Zoom call.
Bob Levy, Bob Levy, put Gina on your show. Make her a regular co-host. Everyone loves it when they put their wives on the show. Levy. Your wife is so funny. She's co-host material.
Yeah, I forgot. He's lazy.
Ari Jane just confirmed it. She said, totally. God, that's hot. You could sell that like Paris Hilton's One Night in Paris tape. Junior Fishing 92. Jesus Christ. Nice pompadour, Big Sauce. By the way, somebody sent me this email. Somebody sent me this email of Kevin Brennan. And they said it's one of the big, it's the biggest Kevin Brennan meltdown you've ever seen in your life. His brain just literally shits itself. Nobody caught this. Hold on. You gotta see it. You gotta see this. Like, I don't even know what happened here. Watch this. Let me get this off the screen.
He does for FYI. Did that? Deep fuck it. ACTC.
That's not edited. That's not edited at all.
Maybe just for FYI. Did that? Deep fuck it.
Like
ACTC.
What? What actually is he even fucking saying?
Maybe just for FYI, did that deep fucking
he got disgusted with himself trying to pronounce whatever he was saying. Like full stroke mode.
Just for FYI, did that deep fucking just for FYI, did they that deep fuck it maybe just for FYI, did they that deep fuck it maybe just for FYI, did they that deep fuck it
oh God, too good, too fun, too fun. We have fun.
It's happening. It's happening. All these fucking years of playing. You motherfuckers.
And by the way, what was the payoff? You didn't get any of Shuley's numbers. You got no inside information. Your wife didn't even get a place to sit at live events. How did you get Shuley? That's the thing is, like, when you do a work like this, you do have to, like, come up with a motive and a payoff, you know? Okay, so you're bragging about how long this has been in the works. That actually makes this look more shitty, actually, because for what? Dude, I've been working on this for 3 years, and now you're right back where you were 3 years ago? Got him! Got him! I don't understand.
Guess what? I've been everywhere. I've been in the yard. I've been in the fucking basement. I've been under the building.
I mean, technically, Shuley's been in your yard. And Shuli stayed at your house, so Shuli was in your building. Hello? Now, I know you're being metaphorical here about your clandestine operation, but Shuli's actually been in your yard and in your house. The guy stayed with me. What's happening?
Been under the building. I see Zen eating. I see him eating before the shows. I see it. It's all going down today.
I've seen Zen eating before the shows. Isn't that when you're supposed to eat? We make fun of Aaron and KB and Chad for eating live. You're supposed to eat before the show. You're actually supposed to eat. I seen him eating before the show. Got him. Oh, no.
Either here, there, and everywhere, motherfuckers.
Just says a lot of nothing.
Welcome to your own fucking nightmare that you...
What's the nightmare? You saw me eat before a show? Okay. Donna G, ugh, the dabble birth. The Dabbleverse, I'm exhausted. Yeah.
Ah, but baby Ipsy. Hey, baby Ipsy.
Zuka unga zumba unga. Yes, Kebby, you speak so good. Unga bunga.
Not since a guy who wears diapers and has a bitch with vocal fry up a full English breakfast, babbling in the background the entire show, making fun of a giggle. Have I seen a man say less, trying to make something bigger than it is? This is like, it's all coming out today about Zen's meals. This is what three years of work. We caught Zen eating before the show. It's all coming out, motherfuckers. It's like, all right. Okay, self-cutting girl says KB calls you a pedo and want to help that snake. KB, huh? KB sounding like when your AI wigs out. Hashtag hair hat. Hair hat?
Made, okay? You did this to yourself.
You fell for it.
And now look at yous. Now look at you fucking.
I'm not even kidding. He would make more money on Super Tips if Gina could figure out how to set it up than KB pays him. And I'm not saying you should do either because, you know, again, one of the best iterations of MLC was Kevin Brennan, Bob Levy, just Chad in the third square trying to be one of the boys. It's one of the best versions of MLC, but 2 weeks now they've been trying to set up their Super Tips and they're on step one. You know what I mean? They're like, they can't log into Stripe. That's the problem. So we're a long way away from like setting up Super Tips. Oh God, that's a good point. This all could be dandruff in the air from my not wearing a hat today. That's for goddamn sure. You know this file that's playing the snow is 16 gigabytes, the video? It's too much. It's too much RAM to use for snow. I do know that. I do know that. So then we cut to MLC, and I think this is all just a big work to get everybody to watch MLC today. Stalin had the clip up first. Chad from his new studio, which we've yet to cover, and we'll be taking a little look at today. MLC.
It's too black.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, no. The work. Please, guys, please.
What's going on?
Well, by the way, great job. What resolution is this? I mean, what the fuck? This is not 1080p. Look how fucking wonky it is. Ugh.
Let me know when you're going to porn bomb me, all right?
I'm not, Kevin, I'm not doing that, okay? I'm not
doing that. What are you doing? What are you here to do?
So, Kevin's worried about Bob porn bombing. That doesn't sound like they've been partners in a long work for years.
I'm going to just show my dick.
JR?
I'm just going to show my dick. That's it.
Bob, go ahead. Address the audience.
Now, they got 1,000 people, which is a lot more than Kevin Brennan's been pulling on his show in a long time. These are like the old Bob Levy numbers. So they did pull 1,000 people. But remember, that's still like nowhere near what Shuley pulls in every day. And Shuley does way more shows.
Hey, yeah.
So everything's a work.
Look at Chad. He's up. He can't stop chewing his face, Chad. He's in the second square, but that doesn't last very long. And he's happy. His dads are back. Watch him chew his face.
Bob, go ahead. Address the audience.
Hey, yeah.
He's a monkey. He's a full-on ape. Like, he's so uncomfortable in his own skin. That or cocaine. I don't know.
Things at work. ISO's at work?
No, that was fucking joking because people buy any fucking thing.
So what's really at work? That what's
was- look at him with his... so uncomfortable.
In real. You really thought that was real today.
Bobby! No, you're trying to convince everybody.
Great stuff, Chad. Let's hear how he got the idea to scream that. Let's hear his opening and his execution of that classic, classic bit. Bobby.
That was fucking joking because people buy any fucking thing.
So what's
you really
the
thought
work?
That
what's
was fucking work? Real. You really thought that was real today.
Bobby!
Great stuff, Chad. Really, really, really good stuff.
You're trying to convince everybody the whole thing's a work, and now you're saying that's a work?
Everybody. Oh my.
Chad's done nothing but wiggle in his seat and chew his own face.
God.
Okay, you're saying the fact that everything's a work is a work?
Exactly.
So everything's a work.
Everything's make-believe, whatever you fucking want it to be. These fuckers will believe
it. He's so uncomfortable in his own skin. And wait till I show you. I don't have today's MLC, but if anybody can send that to me, I'll show you something else that'll blow your mind about Chad. I noticed something else about midway into that show. Ooh, something's up. Something's up.
Any fucking day.
Who will you say these fuckers? Who are you talking about? Joey?
What is he? Does he have a lozenge? Like, why is he?
See? Anybody that listens. No one falls for you, Bob. No one's falling for your nonsense.
It's not. Nobody's falling for your fucking nonsense.
Does he have a pouch of big league chew just off frame? What's going on?
It's okay. Oh, yeah. Your fucking mic doesn't even fucking work. You fucking. Look at you. You're going to yell. Kevin, the fake tough guy shit doesn't work, motherfucker.
Great visual bit. Chad holds up a flashing light. What does that have to do with anything? Nobody knows. Nobody really knows. It was just there, and Chad saw it. And when Chad sees something or someone says something that Chad has access to, Chad must show you, just like Ray. This is a simple-minded trait. I have that book. Look. Why is he holding up a light here? Let's try to figure out why he gets that idea while he chews his face.
No one's falling for your nonsense.
It's not. Nobody's falling for your fucking nonsense.
He's going to get the idea. Watch him.
That's okay. Oh, yeah, you fucking mic.
So his mouth is agape now.
Doesn't even fucking work. You fucking look at you. You're going to yell. Kevin, the fake tough guy.
I don't do works, bro.
Wants to be part of it so bad. He's not part of it. The big boys are talking. He feels awkward. He can't just let men talk. He feels awkward. And he's got to try to. I think this is like a version of stemming. You know, he's like my dog. She can't sit still sometimes.
Work, motherfucker.
I don't do works.
What?
I don't
look at Chad's face. He thinks he's being really, really funny.
Chad thinks he's being, he's like, can you even believe what I'm doing? Can you even believe it?
All two works.
It's not a work. I was just fucking around. Holy shit. The fuck's the matter with you?
Okay, so well, okay, then say it. Shula.
Look, Chad found something else to hold up. Chad found something else matter to with hold you? Up.
Okay, so well, okay, then say it.
We're doing it. Chad got some new stickers. Chad got some new stickers. Huh?
Julie is a underhanded piece of shit.
Whoa. Great stuff, Chad. Really good stuff. So far, we've had Bobby and Whoa.
Who does works and doesn't pay you and you have to be told when to laugh. That you said that on your show. Is that a work or is that true?
It basically says this, you know, support the other guys. That's it.
Look, Chad's getting bored again.
You know, by laughing. I don't buy that.
He's looking around.
I you know what I mean? It's like you either fucking laugh.
Imagine if I told you to laugh more.
Well, yeah, support each other. I don't fucking know. It's me.
Shut up, Chad.
That's funny. Take laughing.
That's funny. You got to add "that's funny" to the end of it, then.
No, I'm not even fake laughing. That's the most hilarious thing ever. You got to support your team by fake laughing.
Yeah, there you go.
Shut up, Chad.
See, it's not that hard, I guess.
It's fucking easy.
Wow.
It's working. The super chats are coming too.
Hey, shut up, Chad.
Open up your gifted. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of gifted memberships tonight because they're already flying in.
Hey, Bob, listen to this joke. Stuttering John's a piece of shit.
look at the thing on his eye.
He has it on his hand.
I can't take it anymore.
And they're back.
So what did you say in response to that? What, did you just laugh?
No, I listened to him.
He would tell you this on a phone or before the show started?
Well, before the show and on the thing I have to support.
And he would just tell you or the whole group?
Sometimes with the group, we have to support each other. But I don't know if you're fucking laughing. You know, you're laughing. But I have no idea.
I can't believe that. A grown man would tell other grown men when to laugh to support.
It's kind of weird.
We knew this last week. This is not new information. We knew all this last week. The turn. Thank you, Junior Fishing 92. Tim Bollinger says, I tried watching MLC today. Even with Bob on, I had to tap out after 10 minutes. Four old men talking about comedy club green rooms and shit. And boy, do they. They start talking about going on tour again and what gigs they got coming up. They all still think comedy's happening.
I mean, it was like it kills. Like, you don't know what to laugh at.
Did Chad just turn his hat word around backwards? Well, fuck.
At that, you don't even know what's funny anymore because you're...
Yeah,
because
if you're fake laughing at everything, yeah, like, what's the difference if it's funny or not? You're just going to fake laugh. Shuley basically was setting a precedent because he laughs at everything anybody says, mm-hmm. unless Mike Moore says it, because he doesn't want to be too obvious. But anything you said or Zenhauser would say, he would automatically start laughing. He would do that Shuley stupid laugh.
It catches on to everybody in the audience, I guess, you know, so they know when to laugh.
The idiots watching you watch Stuttering John every day?
Well, I mean, anything. It's like a laugh track, I guess.
It's like a way bigger audience than he has, you know, than Kevin's had for a long time. Kevin gets about one third of Shuley's audience now. It's pretty pathetic.
A TV show. That's why they have him.
Hey, it works on Bob and Tom.
Hey, it does. You see, there's a lot.
Shut up, Chad.
There's a lot of shows that do that.
Yeah, but not really.
Yeah. Well,
it's dead air.
This has been fun.
Caught up.
We're caught up.
This is going great.
Well done. Thanks for having me.
Good seeing you guys. See you next year. Yeah.
It worked. Oh, God.
I don't know what to do because I don't trust Bob. I think he's going to porn bomb me.
So yeah, look, Kevin.
Yeah, you keep your hands in the air. Keep your hands in the air.
Okay, I will.
No, I got to put up some.
And then Chad's doing it too. Why? He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know. The bit is that Kevin's afraid Bob will porn bomb him because Bob's an enemy and he hasn't been on in a long time. Chad's on all the time. He's a loser. Why is Chad just to be a part of it? Okay. Are we all doing it? Okay. No. He just wanted Bob to do it. Chad doesn't know what to do. Chad doesn't know what he's doing, man. And it's about to get really good because I think Chad's got some people in his ear directing him. And it doesn't even really matter what their intention is to make him look stupid or to actually try to help Chad get everybody. Chad's executing everything. So it shall not go well and be embarrassing. We're really excited about it.
Super chats. Egon gifted 20.
I like calm.
Hands in the air, Bob.
Okay, Jesus.
Chad loves doing dicks.
Milton's Discord.
Good stuff.
Christ, I'm not going to do that.
Put him up.
No, I don't.
Chad's got so many poses. Like, that's why this show will never get old, really. Like, Chad's got poses, man.
Chad, we're doing it. We're having it. So exciting, my muddy boy. Your daddies will love you forever.
Daddies.
Show them your stickers, boy. Tuck in your underbite and let them hear you roar.
I don't know what you're going to do. You're saying that this morning everything's a work, so I don't know what's a work.
No,
I can't trust anybody.
I was fucking around because everybody does work. So I made a belief.
Who does? Who does works?
Everybody. Everybody does.
Melton. Nobody's talked about Melton at all. Chad faked being punched by one of Kumia's gang. Chad faked getting a gun. Chad faked being allowed into a girl's house. Who does works? Melton. Ooh. All these guys got Melton on the brain. Let's see if anybody bites.
Everything's a work.
Yeah, but what's the work I pull? What's my work if everybody does a work?
Maybe next time, Chad. Maybe next time everybody will help you get one on Melton. Let's look at the layup attempt again.
Who does works?
Everybody. Everybody does.
Melton?
Everything's a work.
Yeah, but what's the work I pull? What's my work if everybody does a work?
Your work is you're an asshole, but that's fine. You know, that's your selling point.
Yeah, Chad faked the USO tour.
It's fine. But everybody does. Everybody's doing fucking works, and it goes nowhere. It goes nowhere. Like the Kumia thing. That was brutal. That was brutal.
What was brutal?
The Kumia work.
The Kumia country or the ISO Kumia?
Yeah, which work?
The ISO one.
Yeah, that was stupid. So what did Shuli say in defense when you said it was stupid?
It'll
and why didn't you guys
off,
have these conversations on the air to make your show watchable?
Hey, they're not my show, motherfucker. I'm not there no more.
So that's it. Bob faked the big work. The big work wasn't a big work. I don't know if he paid him or not. Because everything Bob said in that earlier video is just bullshit. So did Bob ever get paid? I doubt it. Is Bob going to go back and be on MLC all the time? I think so. Water under the bridge. I guess.
KB is on the phone and Discord's calling a pedo, bad mouthing you. You trust my co-host.
Oh my God.
You know
God.
She'll send me pics and info when you pick that slut up, Dot. She's not an LO fan. She's not her friend. She's a snake opposite.
Wow. I didn't know that. She's not a fan. She's not a friend. She's an NLO snake. KB's on the phone and Discord's calling a pedo bad mouthing you. Fuck. Is this true, KB? Is this true? Oh, no. Oh, no. Guys, I'm on Twitter. And you will not fucking believe. The tweets I see. There's a guy who's trying to get me. He'll stop at nothing to take me down. He's been doing it for over a year. He was the one to bring you the wiping stick, embarrassing scandal, and many, many more. And he's never wrong. He never misses, this guy. He doesn't react quickly. He does his due diligence. He gets me every fucking time. It's the Misery Clips guy. He's so mad. He's so butthurt. I don't even remember what it was about. What was it about? Citizen M knows. Oh, like making fun. He's like Lance. He tries to do this like news network thing and I made fun of him. This is nuts. This is nuts. He's dug up a tweet of mine from 2014. Bink. Where I said NLO coin is out now and people are getting coin rich, dog. Get your wallet and start mining. NobodyLikesNews.com/Facebook. That's our old Facebook group. Now, again, this is from 2014. And Misery Clips. So I just lost a ton of money on Hawk Tua coin. I got to say it's the worst investment I made since I spent my life savings on NLO coin 10 years ago. NLO coin, not a bit, but a completely real attempt at defrauding your own viewers. This is going to be embarrassing. If it turns out that I was so far ahead of the curve in 2014, I was fleecing my fans. Podcaster News, August 17th, 2014. Long-running podcast Nobody Likes Onions recently released a self-branded form of cryptocurrency called NLO Coin. The launch of NLO Coin was announced through the show's Twitter account. The link to the download on NLO Coin client is available through the Facebook group. The client was developed by one of the show's fans. It's currently available only for OS X. NLO Coin clients for other platforms may be developed over time. As an interesting aside, NLO Coin is probably the only cryptocurrency exclusively available for Mac users. Host and creator Patrick Melton is also the host of the Coin Center this podcast. It's unclear at this time what NLO Coin will be traded for. Possibilities include NLO merchandise or other show-related goods. NLO Coin is a unique idea generating audience interest and participation. It seems like only a matter of time before shows start doing this. So we were the first again. Thanks for pointing it out. But back to my embarrassing grift where I tried to rip off my fucking fans. Hello? A real attempt at defrauding your own viewers. The problem with it is that NLO coin was only available by mining NLO coin. It wasn't available for sale on any exchange or marketplace ever. Didn't cost anybody. There were, not only did it not cost anybody anything, there was no way to buy it. You couldn't buy it. You could only mine it on your Mac. And fans would just mine it 24/7 to fuck with each other and say they had more NLO coin than other people had. Moody remembers. Anyway, this guy, I noticed on the tweet, it says he reposted it, but it's his tweet. So I got to like scroll in here, and then he's reposted this. He reposted somebody else retweeting it and saying, no offense to NLO, none taken, but I'm going to have to do a hard pass to the exit to the street of hell nah to NLO coin. Now, NLO coin's not available. This lasted a week or two. It was a joke. But this guy doesn't want, he's hard passing on it. You couldn't get it if you tried. It's not a, this isn't available. Hard pass, dog. Hard pass. These guys are really smart. Then I just kept scrolling. Let's see. Oh, look at this one. Someone did a show on this a few years ago. They proved Patrick was running one of the first pump and dump things, and he failed for the most part because only a few people did pre-sales. Again, this coin was never for sale. No one lost a penny. This is a complete joke. So they said he made some, but it wasn't crazy because he didn't have the audience. Fuck. I'll never be Hawk Tua. People are getting coin rich, dog. I had no idea this was happening. This is April 7th. People are getting coin rich, dog. Patrick Melton, 2014. So how many people got rich with your coin 10 years ago, Melton? Have your accountant get back to me with those numbers. Huh? I just hope you didn't scam anyone in the process. I didn't. Another retweet of the same tweet 13 hours ago. Another retweet of the same tweet 13 hours ago. Another retweet. Quick red bar. Couple quick other shows, you know. They love Aaron Imholt. It's like, this world is so weird. Like, none of these losers have friends. They have people who also hate the people they hate. Chad is like friendless. We saw it during the hurricane. We saw Thanksgiving. Like, this guy's actually lonely. He has people who hate the people he hates. And by the way, it always changes with all these guys. It's always in flux. That's why they can never have real relationships or friendships. It's kind of weird. You see it with some of the Nick Riccata stuff. But you go through this timeline, I swear to God, you'll find out very quickly, like, oh, this guy will just come after Melton for anything he thinks might be a thing. I'm sure. Yeah, look at this. Patrick Melton's new stress laugh. Big news. Red bar is felting Melton. I don't know what that is. What is that? Patrick Melton created a new... Oh, this is MGD. Patrick Melton created a new stress laugh to help him cope with stress. Doesn't even make sense. Every time I see this, I just assume it's Melton. Are you starting to understand that these people are like unstable nuts? Every time I see this, it's Melton. Okay. How many times do you see this? How many times are you looking at this guy? Like... Anyway, I'd like to make an announcement today. I'd like to remake NLO coin. I don't know how you make a coin nowadays. You know, from what I understand, they're all like meme coins forked off of like Ethereum or Solana blockchain shit. and then you put them on exchange and people buy them for money. No, 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 no. I don't want any money involved. How do we, maybe we'll do this tonight on the members only show. We got to figure out how to make a new coin and everybody can mine it. Do they make a coin you can mine at home on your computer anymore? And then everybody can just like constantly compare their balances. And look, if you want, you can buy coins off somebody else. But, you know, I want to figure out how it works. It's fast, but it's centralized. Yeah, I don't want, like, I know all these exchanges are like want you to like sell your token for money. And then, like, I don't want to do that. I want it to be, you have to mine it. And I want it to be almost fucking worthless. Anonymous says, I'll email you proof of KB calling you a pedo. Fuck. Great. I mean, I can't control what people think of me. So I get it. I get it. And also, if your proof is like a screenshot, I don't. Okay. Screenshots aren't real. You know, they're not. That's not a real thing that happens. Crew Jones says, please send me an angel. We might do it. We might actually do it this time. This could be the one where we actually do it. Jake.
I was a millionaire, Patrick, and now I am destitute because of you and NLO coin. After the hard fork, the decentralized autonomous organization was able to take control of the seed phrase and inject. After the hard fork, the decentralized autonomous organization was able to take control of the seed phrase and inject its own private key in my hardware wallet, and then everything became staked. I lost it all with NLO coin, Patrick. You're Sorry. Going down like that bitch that spits on things for money. Sorry.
This guy, it's 2014, and this guy's tagging everyone he knows. Like, I hope nobody lost a lot of money. Who's going to come forward and ruin him? Please. Please. Fuck. Yeah, dog. One day. One day you're going to have the hard evidence and you're going to have the scoop. You're going to have the scoop.
We have to mine it. Oh, right, because you like miners. Got them.
We have to mine it because you like miners.
Stare on. Your slam peas is asleep. It is safe now. Got ahead. Remember April in that bikini? Sleep, Jack. Shh. Whack. This one won't let you bring the mac salad to bed like the ape did. I see your eyes welling up. Keep it stoic, you floppy bird boy. Do it, jacket.
April looks like a really cool bird today.
Oh, God. All right. Here's Keno Casino. Again, another example of just how lucky I am to just be surrounded by the biggest fucking idiots on the internet. God bless.
I was told I was.
Ah!
My goodness.
So Melton is snitching, telling all the business. I don't know why Melton keeps doing this. Melton is now.
Okay. So for people who don't know what happened, last week I told everybody I was going on Husey and I'd be alleviating myself of the guilt. I went on Husey's show. I said that one night Nick and I were drunk or something and he was telling me about all the hacking and I used Go to My PC to tunnel into Nick's computer and look around Aaron's Gmail account. We got April's nudes and all Aaron's self-jacking videos and emails, you know, just whatever I was saying. And saying that it doesn't even matter that this is encapsulated in everything else. Literally 4 minutes later, I was saying, like, they'll never believe it, but, like, I didn't hack anybody's computer. I don't have a zip file. I never went through Aaron's Gmail. They'll never believe that. They will believe anything I say that's a confession. I'm not even kidding. Put a super tip in that's just text. That's like a script you want me to read. That's a confession about something I did. I'll read it and I'll guarantee you they'll clip it. And these shows will go like, look what he admitted. So you're the writer. You tell me what to say. You can't control what I think of you. Hashtag free Nick. Send me anything. Send me what I did in the hacking. Just give me the script to read. I'll read it. Don't make it a voice text. Make it just a regular super tip. And we'll both punk them. We'll both punk them. I'll say anything you send in. It'll get clipped, and then they'll all circle jerk over it. Why did he say that? Why did he admit that? Send it in. These guys are so easy to get. It's too good. They go like, we don't know why he keeps saying all this stuff. I don't know. It's almost like it's not real, and we're fucking with you.
Making it even worse for himself. In this edition of Melton Snitches, or I don't know, Snitching with Melton.
Also, none of the stories are like this. They don't add up, but they believe them all. They're like, oh my God, he's snitching again.
In this edition of Snitching with Melton, Melton, because he's tilted at Red Bar coming to Gondor Steel Toes aid, because he's so rattled that Red Bar has come to Imholte's aid and he's tilted, he's now going to confess to remotely accessing all of Aaron's like Google Drives.
Okay, just to keep everybody abreast of the circle of logic. Red Bar is coming after me because I've developed a new laugh. I've developed a new laugh because I'm stressed out about hacking Aaron's computer and the felony charges that are impending. Red Bar came after me because of the new laugh I've developed because of those charges, right? But now I keep going live and confessing because I'm stressing out about Red Bar making fun of me. Do you have it? I'm stressed about the legal action, so I made up a new laugh. The new laugh got me made fun of by Red Bar. Getting made fun of by Red Bar stresses me out so much I keep confessing to crimes that are going to get me in legal trouble, that are going to make me develop new laughs to get made fun of by Red Bar that'll cause me to make more confession. What? What? So the reason I got made fun of by Red Bar is because I'm in legal trouble. And the reason I keep getting myself into legal trouble is because I'm getting made fun of by Red Bar. Just depends on which show you watch, what part of the cycle we're in, I guess. Wow. I don't even. Okay. What is it again?
His Gmail, and that he has videos of Aaron jerking himself off that he's obtained through remote. And it's like, bro.
He has videos of Aaron jerking himself off that he obtained through remote access.
He's so rattled that Red Bar has come to Imholte's aid, and he's tilted. He's now going to confess to remotely accessing.
Again, like, if it's true, it's funny. If Mike David really wears diapers, it's funny. I'm interested in the truth. It seems like it's not true. Seems like people who hate Mike David have deluded themselves into thinking something they made up is true, and now they pat themselves on the back that they outed him for the thing they completely fabricated. I'm not interested in that. Do these guys know they're full of shit? I'm just not that broken. I don't feel good about a thing that's fake.
All of Aaron's like Google Drives, his Gmail, and then he has videos of Aaron jerking
over here. Walrusky.
Confess to remotely accessing all of Aaron's like Google Drives, his Gmail, and then he has videos of Aaron jerking himself off that he's obtained through remote. And it's like, bro, all of this sounds highly illegal.
Yeah.
So let's have a look.
It does. It does. It does sound highly illegal.
All right.
Needs to team up with Red Bar and suck his dick or something.
Who the f*** is this guy?
Oh, I don't know. It's your clip. It's your show.
Who the f*** is that guy?
What the f***? This guy's on drugs. Look at him.
Are they ignoring the thing that just came out about them last week? This guy's on drugs. Got it, got it, got it, got it.
Look at this guy.
This guy is like an even more elderly version of Kokeski from Wish.com.
Yeah.
Holy,
this is like,
dude.
This is the fork in the road if I never quit drugs. In
yes.
20,
you know? This is like if you just...
But my laugh is annoying. You squeal like every car we ever owned when I was growing up every time it turned left. We were poor. What was that noise?
Of Kokeski from Wish.com.
Yeah.
Holy,
this is like, this
dude.
Is the fork in the road if I never quit drugs. In
yes.
20, you know?
This is like, if you just kept railing all day, every day for the last 10 years, then you might almost look as bad as that guy.
If I didn't become, yeah, I probably
if would. I didn't become what? If you didn't become what?
Wouldn't even be as bad, to be honest.
The bags under his eyes, sleep can't fix. But I guess it's the Husey. Yeah. Oh,
by the way, the Keno Casino subscribes to the same let's make our set as busy as it can be philosophy that Mike David subscribes. As a matter of fact, what does Mike David's wardrobe come from? Just all the insane costumes and sweaters Worski throws out? Mike David just gets a box every month of all of Worski's garb. Huh, this looks pretty cool. Pretty cool sweater.
It's Husey.
Oh, Husey. Okay. And then we got Aussie guy there, so there we go.
Right,
they're
guys?
Taking me down. They're taking me down, man. I watch that clip. Aaron.
No, you're right, Ethan. Are also on here. They go. These are like four layer deep characters. So we start off with Rikeda, the main character. Then we've got Aaron, the side character. Then below that we have Felton. And then in the special like ninth circle of hell, we have Timu Worski
and Mike
Discountski
are like coming after me.
It came across to me like Aaron got a little bit drunk on Red Bar because he started revealing a lot more about the Google account.
So now what we're going to find out is that they're both drunk on Red Bar. That Red Bar's appearance just causes them to like completely open up and snitch on themselves. So as much as they accuse Aaron of this, it's actually Melton is
Aaron was on
just
Red Bar?
As guilty, if not worse. Well, they're not on Red Bar. Like Red Bar is
watching
them
okay.
For being fools. Yeah, Red Bar is watching. Red Bar is their daddy. These people view Mike David from Red Bar as their god.
Oh.
As the determiner of what's relevant and what's not. And now that Red
Me and Aussie Guy and Husey, we love Mike David. We worship Mike David. We view Mike David as God. So now that Mike David's making fun of me, I can keep confessing to more crimes and laughing weird.
Red Bar is watching Melton because he suffered many feltings at the hand of Mike David from Red Bar, is now going to just completely snitch on himself and make his legal position and Ricada's worse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
a Red Bar? You think that's bad?
So that by their own logic, this is retarded. Listen.
Legal position and Ricada's feltings at the hand of Mike David from Red Bar is now going to just completely snitch on himself and make his legal position and Ricada's worse.
Oh, yeah, Red Bar? You think that's bad?
That's what's happening here. Oh, yeah, Red Bar? Well, listen to these crimes.
So does that make Jules' mom
Let's be real. Melton's lower than what comes out of Red Bar's colostomy bag. Red Bar has more talent.
But my new giggle got her.
Melton is in colostomy bag than Melton has in his whole body.
Hey, what time do we
play the clip? Play the clip.
Stuff like, and the Chargers, right. Like he got a little more cocky and excited about it. Now, Patrick, obviously, I know you're not going to jail, but
last words, huh? What are you gonna do? Stab me?
How bored the St. Cloud police seem to be.
What are you gonna do? Stab me? What's going on?
I love how this guy's entire personality and brand is just that he's from Australia. It's like, bro.
That's it. That's literally it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But there are only like 10 million of them. And most of these people in the Dabbleverse don't own a passport. So, like, he's the Aussie guy that they know.
Guys, I'm an Aussie, eh? Oh, gay up, mate.
Oh, God. I see some of these scripts coming in for me to read. We're going to read all these. Again, just send in what you want me to say. I'll say it. And they'll clip it and believe it.
We already had Crocodile Dundee. The shtick was old 40 years ago, pal.
By the way, I'm not going to say anything about me banging kids, you fucking idiot. If any of that comes in, I'm not. It's too much.
And you're no Crocodile Dundee.
The inconvenience of
wow. So you let this guy Dean come on here under the guise of we're all going to.
Guys, may I remind you that Melton is 49 years old. Should you be allowed to even stream?
Literally had a birthday less than a month ago where I turned 45. Guys, can I just remind everybody, apropos of nothing, out of nowhere, I have a fact I'd like to get wrong real quick.
At 49?
Hang out. You let this Dean guy come on. You see what he's doing? He's snaking in like a little piece of shit.
Who?
I don't know.
They don't understand any of this. They don't understand any of what's going on. You can't A-log something casually. You're going to be made to look like fools. Like, all we're doing is fucking with your show now by putting out fake stuff.
What you did, Dean, you came in here acting like you were part of a show. This is going to be fun. But now you see, you know what? If you just set up an interview with me, if you just asked me for a day and a time where I could prepare for these questions, you're being a
They have no idea that this is what Steel Toe did to Dean. They don't understand the reference. They're like, so he's really flipping out here.
No, seriously, the St. Cloud police do seem to be bored. Like, this revenge porn shit and even, like, an ounce of cocaine.
Oh, no.
St. Cloud.
Not the reality. Yeah, like, the St. Cloud police, like, Melton's whole defense has been, yes, I committed crimes. Yeah.
That has been my defense. Did I break into Aaron's email? Yes. Do I have a zip drive of his entire life? Of course. That has been my defense.
Yes, I've confessed to the crimes, but I don't think that the police are going to enforce it, and I'm going to call them dirty pigs and insult them every single step of the way until they do something, which they won't because they're bitch made. That's been his bold.
Did hear the Stearns County sheriffs are bitch made. I did read that.
Legal strategy. Well, now we have some fat Australian version of Cog who's come here to give us the factually accurate take that, in fact, perhaps the police are bored there and have nothing better to do than nail a fat 49-year-old pedophile on computer crimes to prove a point. And so now Melton's shaken.
Dean, does anyone know in chat, press 1 if you know who Dean is. Press 2 if you have no idea who Dean is.
It's an ocean of twos. A deluge of twos. A tsunami of twos.
Someone put 0. Someone just pressed 0.
Are you worried about the inconvenience of having to turn shit over.
I've never. First of all, I don't think I'll have to turn it over. Like, again, I've not done anything. But second of all, yeah.
So he goes, I haven't done anything. But then within a few sentences, he will admit to have done everything.
Okay.
It's quite something.
I mean, look, if something got, if an investigation got open, like, sure, someone's going to come talk to me, or I'm going to be like, this thing about prison and everything, like, nobody even nobody even knows what they're talking about. No one's hacked anything over here. So, like,
okay, but if you have access, anyway, I don't think,
right? These guys are fucking guzzling ifs soup. Yeah, no, we're just saying if you do have access to it and you hacked it, you will go to prison. I didn't. We're fucking with you. I didn't. Yeah, but if you did, go on. They're like,
okay. But if you have access, anyway, I don't have to go over this a million times.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think you go over it a million times? We're making you loop. Well, my hair's fucking looks like fucking Hitler. Maybe they'll come, man. Maybe they'll come. I don't know. I'll let you know. Like, I'm not.
Now you built it up a lot, right?
Yeah.
About and we assume this Google thing is what you were building up. Mm-hmm. Can you give some
right? Yeah, nod. Yes, I did do that. Yes.
Yeah, I built. Yes, you're right. You got me. You built something up. Fuck. What statute is that?
So I did do that.
Yes.
Context of to what
you just admitted to being Hitler.
The information you were given to build something.
Sure. So Nick messaged me. One night, late in the night, and he's like, you know, Aaron left my computer logged in, and I go, do you know what that means? You know how much shit we could get? And then look at Worski's covering his mouth. Again, their brains are so simple. They go like, why would he do this? So you do this. I only did this, so you do this. I only did the drunk show, so you do this. And then people are sending in things for me to say that I'll probably make you do this. And I ask,
it's like, you're going to just lay out the entire story from the
imagine not being able to tell I'm making this up as I go.
It's like, you're going to just lay out the entire story from the beginning. You're just going to completely snitch on yourself and him.
Oh, yo, what's up, Lipstick? Thank you for the host.
No. For any of you who were thinking it was Ricada's idea, no, it was actually my idea.
Fuck, I didn't even realize I was saying that. Am I fucked?
Felton is so felted, right, Worski?
Shut up, you bouncing faggot. No one watches Kick.
Caesar Day says, can you access my Google Drive? I feel left out. Okay, I gotta look through these. Okay, I'm supposed to recite all these? Who's dumber, Ray or Worski? Oh, God, that's a good point. I don't know Worski enough. Really, you know what I mean?
Old fold, it is time. It is time again to feed the super tips with your hatred and spite. Stop rubbing those stained hands all over you, your aged leather piece, and give Fatrick the business. Red Bar is waiting, watching. Do not disappoint.
Jeez. No, you gotta not make it a voice tip if you want me to say it.
9 + 9 = 18. I don't see what the problem is, Judge. Statutory, smatchatory.
Jesus fucking Christ. Whitney's Tit says, them calling you Felton is felting you? What say you? By the way, I love the emo look. Dashboard Confessional with Patrick Melton. Apparently. Defamation, eh? Crew Jones says, I'm on real mushrooms, unlike Balmer, and it looks like snow around you. Okay. They ban anyone who brings up their Vegas trip, says Pest. All right, I think we're down to just...
Is it true your mom once drove to the store with you riding on the hood of her car? Answer for your crimes.
Oh, God. Okay, hold on. What am I supposed to read this? I'm supposed to read these? Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, now, detective, I do declare... I do oft times partake in the pleasures of young flesh. Jealousy, sir, sweeter than the iced tea, but sharper than a thorn. Drove my desire as a southern gentleman. I cannot lie. The scent of magnolias pushed me over the edge.
That's not too bad. It's not too bad. You told me to do a southern... gentlemen, so I don't know. Okay, here we go. One night without provocation, I shoplifted a Celsius. I had to feel what the toe feels. Only then could I murder in total peace. I have no regrets for those murders. I'm a real murdering man. I didn't believe him at first, but the Baldo works. It really does. Nick showed me how to put it on and how to use it. Then I tried it on, and he said I did it good for my first time. Okay, we got to take it off the screen, right? I can't have it on the screen. I didn't believe him at first, but the Baldo works. Nick showed me how to try it on and how to put it on. Showed me how to like adjust the fitting everything and then how to use it. Then I tried it on. He said I did pretty good for like my first time using it. And look, it's a little hard sitting tonight, but worth it. I'm going to say it, worth it. I'm not doing that. I told you I'm not doing the kids that, come on, man. Are you my Bollinger?
Friday night, gone Massa Bay a little bit.
So send in your stuff. Send in your stuff. It has to be about the hacking because we're trying to get them to bite on it. They'll clearly like play any clip. They'll play any clip. They're going to play any clip. Some people got the hang of it. Some people get it. What we were going for. Hey, this is Aaron Imholtz. Program. Have you ever heard of this? It's called Steel Toe Morning Show. This is a Thursday edition. The Begging Monster avatar is a green shuli, right? It says forearm wrinkle, aka Kiefer Sutherland. I don't know if that's true. Maybe, maybe not.
I have no proof.
Have you heard of this feller? Aaron M. Holt. He did a show on Thursday. And this is how it started.
Ice.
Easy, Pigsaw.
Hey.
So just so everybody knows, I did a show late Wednesday night. Then Aaron got up and did this show. He hadn't seen that Wednesday night show yet.
Everybody, good morning and welcome. It's the Steel Toe Morning Show. Don't call me fat today. I don't want to be called fat today. It's going to make me sensitive if I get called fat today. Gonna make me feel bad.
He thinks he's going back to the radio.
Feel chunky, like a monkey. I do. We took last night off. Spent more time with the children. went on a date with SP, but we went to there's a restaurant that has a like a
he thinks he's going back to radio. He's so out of ideas that now it literally is like he's lost his Hello Kitty diary, and he thinks we want to hear about his date, and he had to drop off his kids, of course, at their full-time custody house. We ate at a pasta place. I had the primavera.
Catered. They like do a catered specialized pasta bar thing.
Mimosa bar, pasta bar. He went to a restaurant that does a catered pasta bar. You mean the restaurant brings in outside food from a caterer? Have you ever gone? Is he talking about a gas station? No, I had these arancini balls from Quick Trip.
Thing on Wednesdays. And she loves it. And so I dropped the kids off. And then we went to a later dinner. And I had,
I had the iced tea. We don't care. We don't care. This is maddening. It's too much. Green Lobster says, I have a humiliation diaper fetish. I get off to you making fun of me wearing a diaper. It's nice. Podcast customer service. I could easily fit 27 Sharpies in my pooper. How do you know that? And like, do you have to stretch it out with like, Brooklyn Pencil member for 5 months. My YouTube 2024 wrap-up said I listened to 37,517 minutes of NLO this year. Wow, I'm a nerd. Thanks for making everything more festive, Mr. Sauce. Thank you for all your support, Brooklyn Pencil, over the coming months. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Connor, I got a boot. Am I bugging you? And Connor. Am I bugging you? Okay. What is this one? Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm not doing that. Are you out of your mind? I told you I'm not saying anything that's like that. Come on, you fucksticks. There's one rule, and everyone just keeps sending in stuff about me, kids. No, but do this one, though. No, but mine will you do? No, but will you do mine, though? No, I still won't do one like that. Fuck. Okay, here we go. See, this is good. This is a good one. Okay. Next jerk off videos. They're on Aaron's Google Drive, and I shared them with people in a Discord group DM of haters. That's not revenge porn, right? Okay, here we go. Yeah, like Nick sent me some jerk off videos that were on Aaron's Google Drive. And like I shared them around on like a couple Discord servers where we make fun of Aaron and like some DMs and shit. But that's not revenge porn, you know? Like if it's not to get back at him. Okay. Is that good? Okay. So we'll clip that one. And Moody, you don't get to do free ones. Look at Moody has sent in two of these. Oh, hold on. They're both the same. He just double tapped it. Jesus Christ. Hold on. This thing's getting out of hand. I honestly don't have info like credit cards and passwords from Aaron. You know, that was just like an exaggeration. I have like a few emails, but they're not like sensitive in nature. And I was thinking, what if I just put up like a file on nobodylikesonions.com/Aaron's emails.zip and everyone has it and they were all in the same boat. If I've committed a crime, you committed a crime. And you can see that there's nothing even that serious in there. And I hope that answers any questions people might have about it and puts the matter to rest. And I didn't mean to waste the time of Stearns County Sheriff's Department, and Aaron's kind of the one making a really big deal about this. Okay. So that'll be one that they'll bite on for sure. Here's Am I Bugging You? And look, like, just because I'm jealous of Aaron doesn't mean I probably wouldn't suck his cock. Did you see it? In those boxing shorts? That little micropeen? I'd be afraid to... A woman would be afraid to full throat suck his cock, I think. Like, you'd be afraid of hurting it. If you're going to suck Aaron's cock, you have to use, like, soft, gentle lips. It has to be, like... Nice. No, that's going to... Okay, I see what's going to happen. I see what's going to happen.
Look, can we, if I tell you what I ate last night, can we all be mature about it?
I bet Aaron's the kind of guy who has to take days off from having sex because his dick gets bruised by fucking. We just fucked on Monday. We can't fuck again until Thursday because my dick's so bruised up. Her pussy beats my dick up. It has like cat claw marks down it when she doesn't shave. Yes, my dick's bleeding right now. Her pubic hairs are very rigid.
Can you promise me that you'll all be mature if I tell you what I had for dinner last night? Or are you gonna make jokes? Can we be mature about this? Can we discuss this like grown-ups? Can we have a fine adult show? I'm not looking at the chat right now. I will look at it after I'm done telling you what I had for dinner. And I'm hoping that all of you are very mature about it and we can talk about this like adults.
I'm hoping that too. I really, really am.
We can discuss cuisine.
As it were.
I had... Now I'm going to say it like it was on the menu.
It's definitely mountain oysters, right?
I'm not going to change a thing. I want to be accurate. Remember yesterday's show started off with Keanu and I?
So he's still telling us what he had for dinner last night as if this will be a segment when he goes back to radio. People will want to know about SP and my dinner.
Arguing about the accuracy with which I reported... our mea culpa. I'm going to discuss dinner with SP last night, and you guys are going to be cool about it.
He cannot stop that Celsius. He can't stop buying them.
So last night for Pasta Bar, I had the hot Italian sausage. Now, see...
That was worth the 2-minute buildup. Hot Italian sausage, he said.
Ha! Gay!
Get it?
Do you think that maybe for 5 minutes for once in your goddamn life, you could not do that? I'd appreciate it. So I had the hot Italian sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I had garlic and pesto.
Love it.
I had mesquite seasoning and Jamaican jerk. So I had hot Italian sausage with the jerk. And then...
I'm sorry. Hey, salt gay, can you stop doing this? Fuck. I had the pasta primavera. I had a delicious garlic bread. All right.
Fettuccine. And then I had red sauce. A little wine, a little red sauce. I didn't have the white sauce with my hot Italian sausage. And then a little bit of onion, a little bit of mushroom, and a lovely breadstick.
Right.
I had an old-fashioned, and it was a lovely evening. Now, here's the problem. You go to pasta bar. I felt like absolute fucking...
Pasta bar. It's near Mimosa Bar. This place is called Pasta Bar? Is there any info on this? So you go to Pasta Bar.
Dog shit the rest of the night. I mean, I felt pregnant. I don't know what...
Well, I felt pregnant. Have you ever seen someone be so flappy and noodly? I mean, I'm serious. Well, I felt... He actually crosses his wrists when he's doing this noodle vision. I watch him. Watch him. I dare you. It's frightening stuff. It looks plumb silly. He's like an 8-year-old boy telling you, I had paschetti and meatballs. I had garlic bread. I had brownie for dessert. And are you going to brush your teeth?
I don't know what it feels like to be shit the rest of the night. I mean, I felt pregnant. I don't know what it feels like to be pregnant. I have heard from MSNBC that men can get pregnant, so I won't.
Political
comments. I felt pregnant. I felt stuffed. He's trying
to explain the concept of full to his audience. Are you guys following this? I don't know how to explain it to you people. It's like I felt stuffed, packed. Have you ever? I don't know how I can explain this to you regular people.
They'll take their pants off or they loosen their pants, and that alleviates the pressure of overeating.
No. Max Bringle says the pasta place is called Pasta Buckets near St. Cloud. It's a redneck pasta place. Google it. I can't. If it's called Pasta Buckets, I'm going to scream. It is not called Pasta Buckets. Oh, Waite Park, Minnesota. Pasta Buckets. Oh, no. Too much on your plate? Bink! Get a bucket. Too much on your plate? How about get a bucket?
Mommy want wingy.
Oh, no. Feed your family fast for under 50. Say that. Say that like a tongue twister. Feed your family fast for under 50. Feed your family fast for under 50. Order. You have a lot on your plate. Between work and your other responsibilities, it can be pretty tough to take the time to prepare a delicious pasta meal. Pasta Buckets is a new, locally owned takeout pasta restaurant in the St. Cloud area. Order online or at our in-store kiosk. Oh no.
Gotti. Gotti.
You took your bitch out to a place where you had her order from a kiosk. What is your idea of a romantic time? Carrying her tray? I've got to. What is this date? He's bragging about this on the radio. He's telling everyone about this on the radio. Slam Piece and I both ordered on the kiosk and helped ourselves to a 44-ounce cup. Oh, no. If you're ordering on a kiosk and you're... Order online or at our in-store kiosk and let us take care of the prep and cleaning. What an innovative restaurant. They do the cleaning? All you have to do is enjoy. So they've got a new restaurant concept where you go in, order the food... They do everything else. You eat the food and enjoy. They'll clean. They'll cook. They got it. Please throw your tray away. Convenient ordering options. Takeout pasta in St. Cloud. We've been waiting for you. Are you tired of making your own pasta? Oh, what was the sales pitch for this? Honey, it's like SpaghettiOs, but better. You order on a kiosk and they microwave it. Huh. Feed the family for 50. Oh, he loves SpaghettiOs. You can order online using the Pasta Bucket service, our in-store kiosk in Waite Park. Or popular third-party apps like DoorDash. Oh, DoorDash pasta. Delicious menu options. Our basic pasta meals come in three sizes. Small, medium, and this little piggy. To accommodate different family sizes. Right. Sometimes I've got the kids and sometimes it's just me and SP. I like to go medium when it's just me and SP having a bite. But when the kids are with me, when I have custody, 40% of the time, according to court documents, we go for the large. We go for the big one. Family sizes of all size. What? Families. Feed your family for 50. Where can you go to feed your family for what Johnny Crutches makes? Pasta buckets. Pasta buckets. Spaghetti, penne, or macaroni. We can make it any way you want. Look how swollen this fucking spaghetti is. Oh, God. You know that's just mush. We can... serve our pasta in sizes to feed between 1 and 12 people. And you can always order more. Regular rules. At our restaurant, you can always order more. Tired of restaurants where they're like, you've had about enough. Sorry, can I get another rack of ribs? No. What do you think this is, pasta buckets? This guy, hey Ben, this guy wants more. He thinks it's pasta buckets. Don't worry, you can always order more. Who wrote the copy for this website? ChatGPT, boo. Oh, ChatGPT. Oh, God. Don't worry. We allow you to order more. Put that on the website. They're going to want to know. We get asked a lot of questions. At Pasta Buckets, can I order more? Of course you can. We patented it. I'm really enjoying this. I had no idea. Homemade meatballs, roasted chicken, mild sausage, hot sausage, or roasted vegetables. We've got your favorite add-ons. Right size your protein to match your pasta or go wild. Aaron's like, that's the same thing I say about the goal. I tell him to go nuts. You want to help Steel Toe out? Go wild. Throw in the hundreds. Let's do some chunk plays. Do you guys do chunk plays? Sauce. Red Alfredo blush. By the way, that's just where they mix the red and the Alfredo together. They don't create a new sauce. Hello?
Hi, my family and I just ate some steaks at your restaurant. I was wondering if we could order more. Maybe some quesadillas to go along.
You only get
I can't order more.
One chance to order at this place. That's how we do it. Sorry. You should have thought about how hungry you'd be before. Or mac and cheese, Parmesan butter. And don't forget, if your hot sausage is too spicy, dip it in our Alfredo sauce to help cool it down. Pour any of these homemade sauces over any pasta to make the meal you've been dreaming of. This place is cooking. This is like Fazoli's, but worse. Bread, garlic bread, cheesy garlic bread, breadsticks, or ciabatta bites. Have you tried our new ciabatta bites? Oh, hey, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Ciabatta bites. Oh, I ciabatta a bunch. And don't forget salad. Caesar, Italian, gardener seasonal. The salad can be the star of the show. The way we make it. Imagine bragging about going to this food court. They had all the little pastas, and I got to pick my sauce, and you get one bread. You get one bread item. The salad can be the star of the show the way we make it. Who wrote this? The salad can be the star of the show the way we make it. I know you think you know salad, but trust us. We make them like, wow. Choose your favorite salad style and get it by the bucket. They only have buckets. Bucket of pasta, bucket of sauce, bucket of meatballs, bucket of salad. Even the breadsticks come in a bucket. Everything's in a bucket. They just bought cups here. And dessert. We have cookies, bucket bites. I can't. Brownies or gelato. Enjoy your meal with a sweet deal. Our desserts are sure to please a crowd. Order them by the bucket or just the right size for your party. Can I just get one bucket bite? Sir, if they don't come in a bucket, they're not really bucket bites. Subs! We only serve one sub, the classic meatball sub. Our homemade meatballs are amazing. Why not try them in a new way? Meatball subs are available in small, medium, or large. Sub on, friend. It doesn't say that, but it sounds like it should. Oh, boy. Oh, God. We went to a strip mall and we got some pasta at the new cool pasta place. Have you been to Pasta Buckets? It's gonna put a smile on your face. They've got bread and buckets and brownie bites. They've got any kind of pasta you could want. They've got all kinds of bread. And did you know that the salads could be the star of your meal? The salads could be the star. Honey, do you want to use the same kiosk or should we set it up later on Venmo? I want to know if they split their I want to know if when they go to the kiosk to order, do they like, who pays? Honey, Steel Toes got this. Steel Toes got this, babe. Steel Toes got it, babe. Now that you know this is what it is, oh, Cinesticks. Now that you know this is the restaurant he's opening the show telling you about this date. All right.
And by the way, I left two. Now, here's the problem. You go to Pasta Bar. I felt like absolute fucking dog shit the rest of the night. I mean, I felt pregnant.
Why did he describe it like this? It's a restaurant where they have like catered. Why did he describe it like that? We got to go back. Remember when he's like, no, it's a restaurant where they have like catering.
You and I arguing about the accuracy with which I reported our mea culpa last night. And you guys are going to be cool about it. So last night for Pasta Bar, I had the hot Italian sausage. Now, see.
What? I got to hear him say the thing again about the catering.
On Wednesdays. And she loves it. And so I dropped the kids off. And then we went to a later dinner. And
we went to a later dinner. I called ahead, got my table. I asked them if they could put a romantic Parmesan shaker on the table. Imagine you went to, this is a fast food, this is Sparrow. Like, I took SP out to a later dinner.
And I had, look, can we, if I tell you what I ate last night, can we all be mature about it?
He already said it again? I don't know where you are.
Can you promise me that you'll all be mature if I tell you what I had for dinner last night? Or are you going to make jokes? Can we be mature about this? Can we discuss this like grown-ups? Can we have a fine adult show? I'm not looking at the chat right now. I will look at it after I'm done telling you what I had for dinner. And I'm hoping that all of you are very mature about it. And we can talk about this like adults. We can discuss cuisine. I had, now I'm going to say it like it was on the menu. I'm not going to change a thing. I want to be accurate. Remember yesterday's show started off with Keanu and I arguing about the accuracy.
He already said it? Fuck. How far back did he say it? This is wild. If you mention a catering restaurant that fast.
It's going to make me sensitive if I get called fat today. Monkey. The children. There's a restaurant that has a catered. They like do a catered specialized pasta bar.
Do they? Or is it a fast, casual Italian place where you order from a kiosk? He's trying to explain it, but he can't just say, it's a shitty hole in the wall in a plaza.
They like do a catered, specialized pasta bar.
He's making it sound like this unique, bespoke experience. Like, they do this like really cool. No, they don't. They don't. They microwave a bunch of spaghetti. They make subs.
restaurant that has a like a catered. They like do a catered specialized pasta bar thing on Wednesdays and
a soup kitchen. Right, right, right.
She loves it.
Oh, she loves it. They only do it on Wednesday. She loves it. This sounds like a soup kitchen
bar thing on Wednesdays, and she loves it.
Pasta bar.
And so I drop.
Slam Piece loves it. You should see her belly up to the trough.
Up the kids off, and then we went to a later dinner, and I had. Look,
I had the raviolis. She had the disgusting look on her face.
Pee last night, and you guys are going to be cool about it. So I had garlic and pesto. I had mesquite seasoning and Jamaican jerk. So I had hot Italian sausage with the jerk, and then fettuccine. And then I had red sauce.
I thought SP had the food with the jerk
sauce, a little wine, little red sauce. I didn't have the white sauce with my hot Italian.
What Pasta
sausage.
Barn Slam Piece and I have is too special to lose.
Pasta Barn. I love Pasta Barn. Oh no, there's a lot more confessions coming in. I need to make. Okay, we're going to knock this one out of the park. They already know this wasn't me. This was cheese, I think. Wasn't it? I have a confession to make. It was me recording the Stoney's 10th anniversary show. I was in a disguise. That's not even, no one's going to, you're behind on that. Trippy Edits eats Chipotle and says he ate at a Mexican restaurant. Right, right. I bet he does do that.
We love bringing home leftovers from pasta buckets. The girls enjoy the food and gooey mooches on the bucket. Another win for the toe.
this website was written by Chet Geppetti. It's not as funny as Geppetto, but I know you have to do the T. I get it. Anonymous, what type of sauce would you like on your pasta, sir? I'll have big sauce, baby.
Pasta buckets lured me in with the promise of rustic charm, but delivered an unholy spectacle of chaos. The endless pasta bucket lived up to its name only because it seemed to refill itself with eldritch spaghetti that writhed unnervingly. My garlic bread attempted to whisper secrets of the universe before combusting into flames, which the waiter doused with marinara water. When I asked for dessert, they wheeled out a life-size gelatin sculpture of Mussolini. It wobbled judgmentally as I fled from the horrors. In summary, Pasta Buckets is a surreal carnival of remarkable discomfort, and I left questioning both my reality and the damage to my gastrointestinal system.
What is marinara water?
Waiter, fetch me a bucket. I'm going to frow up.
A bucket for monsieur.
Did I just say penne? Tell me I love Olive Garden without telling me I love Olive Garden. Penne. Anonymous says, I live 1 hour from the pasta bucket. I'll do a review. Yes. Lots of video, please. Love you, Big Sauce. Hashtag replay gang. Even though there was no hashtag. Thank you, Modern Haze. Appreciate that. Am I bugging you? My laugh changed after the war. That's the truth. The war? The big one? Scott Richards to ask us, as Johnny orders mac and cheese no matter the venue. Is that true? Addicted to Ubiquity, Pasta Bucket is the sister restaurant to Rick's Shovel Burger. That might be true. Am I bugging you? Says, you know, come to think of it, I wouldn't mind being impregnated by Aaron. They can do that now, right? Oh, you want me to say this? You know what? Come to think of it, I wouldn't mind being impregnated by Aaron. They can do that now, right? I heard that on CNBC. Hit the like button. I wouldn't mind being filled up with Aaron's sizzling hot sausage and topping it off with some of that foamy cream. Foamy cream. What is it?
And then a little bit of onion, a little bit of mushroom.
Aaron, upon accrual of our goal, treat Slam Pig to ravishing rigatoni and Minnesota meatballs. Then get that little Vienna sausage turgid and poke Slam Pig's putrid pork pocket.
Turgid.
Sick. And I had an old fashioned, and it was
the opposite of flaccid.
Lovely evening. Now, here's the problem. You go to Pasta Bar. I felt like absolute fucking dog shit the rest of the night. I mean, I felt pregnant. I don't know what it feels
Imagine how she felt. She loves Pasta Bar.
To be pregnant. I have heard from MSNBC that men can get pregnant, so I won't. I'm not here to make hateful comments. I felt pregnant. I felt stuffed. You know how people like they'll take their pants off or they loosen their pants and that alleviates the pressure of overeating. And by the way, I left 2/3 of this fucking dish on the plate. Like I didn't even eat this whole thing, but they give you so much.
The catering, as far as the eye can see.
And I feel like death. I was desperate. I had a mint because they.
Guys, I was desperate. I had a mint.
Say that mint helps you with the digestion. So I had a mint. I drank a little water. I was an old man. I took 2 Tums when we got home. I did everything I could. Felt like shit. Still feel like shit. And there's this weird phenomenon. Like I was stressing the scale this morning. Like I'm getting ready to go, getting ready to start the show, getting ready to come down here. And I step on the scale and I'm like, this is going to be a fucking disaster. And it was the same as yesterday. And it felt weird. Because yesterday I was in a good, remember yesterday I said, look, we still got 7-8 pounds left before we're back at our.
He thinks he's going back on radio. Remember yesterday when I was 7 or 8 pounds off? Huh. Today I weighed the same. Anyway, 7 o'clock on the hour, you know, totally.
Melton, you sipping for KB is amazing. No. She talks about you all the time. She calls you a pedo. But when she fucks you over, you don't cry like a faggot. She's not on your side. See that she was on my show?
I checked my email. I didn't get to any of that stuff. You know, of KB talking mad shit. But I'd love to see it. And again, I still love her. No matter what she ever does to me, I love her. And I hope she takes me back. MMC1 says, this place is definitely going on my bucket list. I get it?
Fighting weight. But we're under that 225 mark, which
good,
is good.
Good, good, good.
And then this morning I still was, and this morning I feel like a fucking blimp. And it's all because of that hot Italian sausage got me feeling pregnant.
Do you see what he's done now? He had a sausage in him and now he feels pregnant. Do you see how long? What a long, 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 long road we took for this joke. Ooh.
See, like there was a better way to say that too. So now let's go. All right. So I shared a little personal anecdote about last night and now I'm going to go to the Rumble chat, and you guys are going to be really nice. Let's see what everybody said. Let's take a look. So you jerked a sausage, seems on brand for you. Now, does that sound like we're talking about cuisine, or we're talking about a dinner out, or anything, or did we just go right to gay?
Cuisine, a late dinner out. We saw the place. This is definitely the kind of place that has hotel pans over Sterno canisters. No? No, they do this like elegant catered affair. Right, right, right.
Aaron's sucking dicks. I am just happy you're not.
Tell me when I'm sucking dicks.
Wearing a tit polo, so you are looking good. Thank you, Crack and Slap. And see, now that's still sexual, but it's complimentary.
Oh, no. Whoa. Hold on. Oh, this is what Jewel wants me to read off. Whoa, okay. This one could work. By the way, I did talk to Nick this week, actually, and he wants to come out. He might not be able to, and again, not because of the prison, but he wants to come out. He thinks it would be fun. He doesn't know if April will come or whatever, but we'll see. Okay, just Jewel, I'm going to read it. Here we go. And I work out details. Frank, before the heat, I took for the browser mask. Nick says Kayla will not be. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Character. La, 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 la. Okay. Oh, also this, just a little Hackamania teaser for everybody. I have talked to Nick, and I can confirm 100% this is in the bag now. Him and April will be coming out to Hackamania. They've agreed to come on stage. I shit you not. This is going to be the main event, a live Nobody Likes Onions. We're going to be doing question and answers live from Super Chatters, but also in the room we'll have a microphone we pass around, and we'll have live Q&A on stage. They've said that if they're allowed to talk about everything, they will talk about everything. So I'm excited about this. Frankly, it's fucking going to be amazing, and Nick owes me after all the... you know what I did for you, Nick. You know what I did for you, okay? My broom bristles are down. My broom bristles are down. I got rid of all of it. That's all you need to know. So, and I'm looking forward to it. He says Kayla won't be. I had to get the hotel rooms. He said Kayla wouldn't be there, and they only needed one hotel room. So, I don't know what that means, but this could be spicy. This could be spicy. Okay, is that good? Is that good? Do we... Oh, God. The things I do for love.
Finish the Wall says, Aaron, I only donate to keep you on...
Felted.
Baloney Sammy's. Uh-oh. Well, I knocked 50 off of today.
So remember I told you Aaron was selling some equipment? He sold those microphones? Listen to this.
I threw a little bit of that mic money at you guys. So I threw 50 at you yesterday, 50 at you today.
He acts like he personally sold microphones and he gave it back to the company. I helped the company out with this personal money. Don't the microphones belong to the company? I mean, Jesus Christ.
I try so hard to be like Anthony, but now that he doesn't like me, I am channeling my inner Opie with this hilarious sausage bit.
He gave some of the money he got from selling mics.
Threw 200 at taking off yesterday, and I think I'm going to throw another 50 at tomorrow. So, I mean.
Now, he said he was going to throw another 50 at tomorrow. Reminder, this is Thursday morning. Tomorrow would be Friday, where there is no goal. But he's going to throw 50 at it. What a little worm. Look at his little wormy face.
I'm sorry. Look, I want to apologize for not having Baloney Sammy's, but I'm giving back.
Giving back. Speaking of Friday, we all know this. Fridays are Rumble Fridays. And Aaron's talking about the thing everyone's talking about, because that's where you get your news, from the toe. And he's got the Hawk Tua girl on the thumbnail. And the guy who got shot.
Hey, everybody.
Okay. I'm going to make this full scream. And switch to
welcome.
That.
How are you? Good morning. It's the Steel Toe Morning Show.
This is this morning.
Aaron, I've got the thing potted down, so we'll introduce Johnny here in a sec. I went with the lazy way of potting down and just did it on the Roadcaster.
He still thinks it's potting. Listen to this.
I'm Aaron. I've got the thing potted down, so we'll introduce Johnny here in a sec. I went with the lazy way of potting down and just did it on the Roadcaster.
That's not the lazy way. That's the easiest, best, most convenient way. How do you normally pod someone down? Oh, I do the slider on the Zoom call.
Usually I do it on YouTube, but that's not important to you. That's not important to me. Let's do a show, huh? We have a lot of stuff to talk about. Apparently, Hawk Tua girl ran off with a bunch of people's money, which I have no problem with.
Can we get Aaron to cover NLO coin and get him to be like, oh, apparently Melton like robbed a bunch of his fans.
I'd be the biggest fucking retard on earth to buy the Hawk Tua coin. We've also got more info on the United Healthcare CEO's murder. Apparently, shockwaves being felt.
Steeltoe's about to crack it.
Throughout the healthcare industry. And it's already caused a change, which I think is a giant fucking mistake. I think if you're a health insurance company right now, you avoid any big changes right after the murder of a CEO. Let's start with that, and then we've got links and clips and all of that stuff. Also, thank you. Oh, wow, we've already got links coming in. It is Rumble Link Friday. That does mean $5 link, $10 front of the line, and what is $20 for the whole thing. And then I want to put this out there right away so nobody gets confused. It's also pinned to the top of the Rumble chat. I will not be accepting any Destiny links, and I will not.
If you watch that, you're gay. I want to stand by that because I didn't raise enough money to watch it. Remember when I said I would watch it if we hit all the goals? Well, we didn't, so I'm not gay.
I will not be playing the Destiny thing.
Now, we got to get to a much later point because Aaron's going to go Rumble only. And then he's going to get pretty bold. This gets pretty offensive.
Top four. Or no, not Chad Zumach. Chad Buzamach. Top four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he's doing that with his board. This is like a big segment now. Have you seen this?
Stall that you're just going to piss in. Like, fucking wait, okay? Wait.
Really need to sit down about it.
383 Novocaine, where did this come from? $1.
Things that have a nice luxury.
Rap for the win, we'll get to that link too. By the way, Riding Dirty, this is a good time to bring this up.
When's a bad time to bring up Riding Dirty?
Riding Dirty's at 105. Take a look at this top four and tell me.
Take a look at it. Take a look at my board. You can barely read it. This is a big, big segment now. He started, you know, it's literally like Ty Rivera, we would do this. So like we just point out something and then he starts doing it. Remember when he used to use the board to count top donors? Now he just counts football. Then he just switches right back to counting top donors. Like you could program this guy. Of course, he doesn't have a marker that you can read on camera. But watch him try to make this sound like an interesting segment. He almost tries to read this like he's calling a race. Anything could happen, guys. We may see Chad Buzamach move up to third. Listen to this.
We'll get to that link, too. By the way, Riding Dirty, this is a good time to bring this up. Riding Dirty's at 105. Take a look at this top four and tell me this ain't tight as fuck.
Take a look at this top four and tell me who's tight as fuck. Tell me this isn't tight as fuck. Again, they're standings. He thinks these are like standings. By the way, we did not do an executive producer today. Our executive producer. Oh. You couldn't write it. You couldn't write it. Michaela. Holy. You couldn't write that. Michaela. We're going to have to unban Michaela for tonight's members only show because she's an executive producer. You couldn't write that. You couldn't write. We almost did a whole show without even mentioning her. And then she's the EP. Oh, no. Oh, no. Fuck you, Misfit. That's right. That's right.
You got Steph at 290.
It's an omen. Yeah, we got to let her back in now.
In first place. You got.
Okay, hold on. Let's get him re-going. Tell me this leaderboard isn't tight. Guys, tell me this is not tight.
Riding Dirty Llama with $5 says geriatric rap for the win. We'll get to that link too. By the way, Riding Dirty, this is a good time to bring this up. Riding Dirty's at 105. Take a look at this top four and tell me this ain't tight as fuck.
Also, why the top four? Top three is a thing. Top 10 is a thing. No. It's the steel toe top four. People are saying the bald spot is hypnotic. It's not as bad as I thought, actually. It's nowhere near as bad as I've seen it.
You got Steph at 290 in first place.
Classic Steph.
You got Zen Man at 250 in second place. So first place is not secure today at all.
Is it ever secure? Can't someone always give more money and take first place? He talks to us like we know what. He talks to us like we know all these little imaginary rules he's come up with. And we're excited about it and want to play the game. Like, guys, I don't know if you saw this. Steph is not safe in first today. So let me just get that right out of the way. Steph is not safe. First place could change today. Anything could happen. We might see a shift. And then we're supposed to be, as donators, we're supposed to be like, oh, fuck, really? Steph could slip to number two? Guys, it's tight. It's really tight. Have you seen Steph?
Hey, Riding Dirty, this is a good time to bring this up. Riding Dirty's at 105. Take a look at this top four
tight.
And tell me this ain't tight as fuck.
As fuck.
You got Steph at 290.
Right.
In first place. You got Zen Man at 250 in second place. So first place is not secure today at all.
Wow. Wow. Advantage Zen Man, huh?
Gray Duckling in third with 190. That's $60 away from first place. So that's not, you know, who knows what that could be.
Who knows what that could be? Right, Gray Duckling? Wink, wink, nod, nod. Ever heard? Wow, Gray Duckling, you're only 90 away, right, Gray Duckling? Gray Duckling. Gray Duckling.
Trucker 18 Wheeler in fourth place at 115. Now, I would say.
Now, look, it's anybody's game.
That first is safe after fourth.
I would say that first is safe after fourth. Huh?
But that could be. Trucker 18 Wheeler in fourth place at 115. Now, I would say that first is safe after fourth.
I don't even know what that means.
But then you have Red Fox Mad at 105. So he could be sneaking up.
Right. We don't know what Red Fox Mad is up to. He could have planned his whole week to drop 300 on us today and take first and really fuck over Steph. And think about what that would do to Trucker 18 Wheeler. That would push him out of the top four. He might not get any points for this whole fucking season. The whole board could shake up today. We got a lot of people. Like, I didn't even think about Red Fox Mad, you know,
into the top four. And then you've got Vadam, who's definitely going to go on a rally today.
Right. He's been laying back all week, just asking for it, begging for it. picking his spot, you know? And I think he's got what it takes. A lot of people underestimate Vadam, but like, I think he can donate, man. I really think he donates good. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
He's already up at $45. That may not sound like much, but he's a few links away.
Right.
From
a few Rumble links, and this guy moves into first. So now what's he keeping track of? Not only the goal, he's keeping track of how much each person donates for the top four.
You know, really shaking this thing up.
Yeah, and Red Fox Matt is a wild card also going into the brackets for the season finale of the top 10.
So that's your top four. Well, that's like your top six.
Yeah.
But your top
four. Sometimes
you
do six, sometimes you do four.
Are on the board. And that, oh, by the way, the Chad Zumok top four. Or no, not Chad Zumok, Chad Buzumok.
I forget what we're doing most of the time here, honestly, folks.
Top four.
Yeah, get it right, damn it.
So
put some spec on his name.
Yesterday we went into this, and I think it was like 4-0 chicks in the top four, and guys got pissed about that on this show, and they...
That's literally what we started today's show with, making fun of the, like, oh, the girls aren't donating as much as the boys. He's doing it for real, though. He's actually got a paper out and a pen, and he's keeping stats. The last of the morons, remember, for 9 months, Minnesota Catering is buckets. The angry leftist, member for 4 months. Aaron uses plastic cutlery since real forks scrape his teeth. They're too sharp. Cynically insane member for side months. They had a beautiful rare vino wrapped in a basket. A bucket. It was wrapped in a bucket, idiot. Tony Hotfingers, member for 5 months. All the insurance actuaries are begging for Steel Toes advice. Yes, they're complicated calculations, and Steel Toes is one of the only guys who knows how to crunch the numbers.
Decided to run up the score, but the women slammed the door by dropping in $100. Steph got up to 290 and basically told everyone to go fuck themselves.
Right? Don't fuck with Steph. We've said that for a long time here at the Toe. Steph. Is it?
Chicks are in charge.
Alrighty then.
They don't have a unanimous, you know, occupation all right,
let's
of all
get
spots.
To...
But they're on top. And some okay. I'm ready now. Okay. Let's go Rumble exclusive. Thank you very much, YouTube. You guys are great. We appreciate all the support. You're fantastic. Now just move your ass over to Steel Toe Morning Show on Rumble.
That's what she said.
Rumble Link Friday is already going fucking insane.
Dude, Rumble Link Friday is fucking popping off.
We've already got shitloads of links to get through. Let's go.
Look at that hand rub.
Rumble Friday's really popping off.
Steel Toe Morning Show on.
What is that? That's pretty cool. How's he do that?
Ah.
Yo, throw in the links. Cha, bra. Cha. Cha. Cha.
Rumble. Rumble Link Friday is already going fucking insane. We've already got shitloads of links to get through. Let's...
The rubbing of the hands?
Go ahead. Head over there. You guys join us. If you're not going to join us over on Rumble Friday, we'll see all the YouTube people Sunday night for members only. If you're not a member, we'll see you at 6 a.m. Monday. It's been a crazy good week for Steel Toe. Another...
That's what people are saying.
Win for the Toe. Let's enjoy ourselves with some links, some Rumble Link Friday, some uncensored stuff, some copywritten stuff.
Copywritten. Again, he thinks Rumble is uncensored and doesn't have copyright law. Rumble has a contract with copywriters to make sure it's okay.
All of those things. And we got a lot of great stories for you as well. All right, off we go. Goodbye, YouTube. Head over to Rumble. Don't be a bitch. Later.
Don't be a bitch. Go to Rumble. Don't be a bitch.
Yeah, that we didn't know about. Trucker 18 Wheeler with a dollar says Johnny is wrong about the bathroom.
I mean, you can have that opinion.
That's not fun. That's not what. It's not what we want to hear. So. We don't want to hear that.
I'm not wrong.
We don't want to hear about how it's okay for us to feel that way. We want to be going against you.
You are going against me. I'm saying go use your own bathroom. And the crippled one is for handicapped people, and it's okay to use it.
Stevie Lou was breaking news on Twitter yesterday.
About what?
Fucking Stevie Lou. Stevie Lou, Snake in Melton. Stevie Lou's a fucking guy.
Stevie Lou is a guy. Oh, no. This is about the sodas.
Stevie Lou, you know, everybody. Melton tried to, like, privatize his Discord by making people put their phone numbers in, thinking it would only be, like, Ian Maddox Hawkins and, like, other people who are, like, Melton ball washers. But
Melton tried to make his Discord private by making it require a phone number, thinking that only Melton ball washers could get in. I thought only NLO fans had cell phones. Now, again, we did this because bots were coming in and spamming the N-word and porn. It's not private. You can get in right now, discord.gg/NLO. You just have to prove you're not a bot by verifying you have a phone number. But according to Aaron, I thought that only my fans could get in if I made it need a phone number, I guess.
About what?
Fucking Stevie Lou. Stevie Lou, Snake in Melton. Stevie Lou's a fucking guy. Stevie Lou, you know, everybody. Melton tried to, like, privatize his Discord by making people put their phone numbers in, thinking it would only be, like, Ian Maddox Hawkins and, like, other people who are, like, Melton ball washers. But everybody just went, okay, fuck it. I'll just give him a phone number and we'll keep snaking the fucking guy.
Everyone's welcome. No one's snaking me by getting in. I'm inviting you. We've made a short link. It's discord.gg/NLO. You're not snaking. You're welcome to come in. It's not snaking me. You can come. You can come screenshot everything. Come on in.
Stevie Lou has breaking news. Patrick Melton basically admitting defeat and waving the white flag of surrender to Steel Toe and Red Bar. Wow. Stevie Lou says breaking news after spending the last 2 years A-logging Aaron. By the way, if you've been A-logging for someone for 2 years and you haven't been able to bring them down, you've lost. It's.
What do you think A-logging means? Bring them down. Okay.
It's over. And making multiple sexually.
It's over. How many times has Aaron told me it's over? Melton's done. Every time he accuses me of trying to do that, I'm like, we're not trying to bring you down. We're not trying to hurt you. We're not trying to. You're the one who keeps saying, I'm done. Melton's finished. We ruined him.
Harassing comments about his underage children. No, let's go.
Here we go. Here we go. He's bold. Now that he's won, now that I've given up.
All the way here. He hasn't made multiple sexual harassing comments. He's talked about wanting to fuck them. He's talked about wanting to fuck children. Sorry, Charlie. There's many videos of it out there. You've decided to be that guy. That's who you are now. You're the guy who's talked multiple times about wanting to fuck kids. That's you. Sorry. You get one time around this earth, and you decided to be a guy who's publicly stated he wants to fuck children. I don't know what to tell you. NLO has admitted in his own Discord that Aaron currently has blood in the water on him. Shocking turn. Ladies and gentlemen, Patrick Melton admitting that I have blood in the water and he is going down. This is what we call the turn. Oh. Hey, Pat.
So, on the last show on Wednesday night, Aaron was basically saying he started on me and got me hurting and bleeding. And then Mike, now that Mike David saw blood in the water, his quote, Mike felt safe enough to come out and help Aaron finish me off. This is 100%, of course, sarcasm. Yeah, in Discord I typed, yeah, but Mike only came out because he knew blood was in the water because Aaron pretty much did all the work first. Of course, again, making fun of Aaron saying that. Making fun of Aaron, no matter what you think of Mike David, he's greater than Aaron Imholt. But Aaron tried to spin it where Aaron did the majority of the work and now Mike David, who had previously been scared of Melton, was coming out because he smelled blood in the water. So we were making fun of that over on the Discord. But of course, one thing gets screenshotted and you don't understand the sarcasm of the moment. And they all run with it. Which is why these are going to be great. When your sentences that you send me get clipped, they believe anything. Aaron believes he's finished melting off and I've tapped out and we're defeated. Okay.
Pat, you had a good run, son, but it's time for bed. And sorry to Melton fans, but this is your opportunity now to stop being someone who...
Come over to the toe. Check out Chadley's program. You know, now's your chance to find a new place to hang.
Celebrates and condones people who want to fuck children just because you hate me. Now you get to have that great moment where you find out it's okay to just hate Aaron and Johnny. You can just be that person. Endorsement of pedophilia not needed. You don't have to endorse pedophilia in order to hate me. Isn't that wonderful?
This has the same energy as when he sang for 30 minutes to Matt, fantasizing about Gino going to jail. Of course, now they're friends. But remember when Gino was going to go to jail for breaking into compound? Aaron looked up the statute, 3 years prison, done deal. And then Aaron started singing, oh, well, I went up to the bailiff and I punched him in the nose. And then I said, I'm sorry, but my name is Gino. I'm going to jail. It's like, okay. 30 minutes of that. And now he's finally beat Melton and this is the celebration? Okay. He's hit that applause button like 7 times. He's really feeling himself tonight.
What if you want to? Oh, well, that says even more about you that I didn't want to know.
So add me to the list of people who have broken Patrick Melton as he continues to snitch on himself and say, Aaron has blood in the water.
Play the list. Play the list. He thinks we're really saying blood in the water. We're making fun of him saying that. So there you go, everybody.
It says even more about you that I didn't want to know.
So add me to the list of people who have broken Patrick Melton as he continues to snitch on himself and say, Aaron has blood in the water. Oh, Patrick, I've had blood in the water on you for a long time, buddy. Everything you're doing now, your internet daddy predicted it. I said that you'd fall apart all on your own.
I said you'd make a new laugh up. I said all of it, dude. Oh, Patrick, I'm sorry, buddy.
And you fell apart all on your own. Why? Because you have shitty judgment and no talent. But
yikes. That's actually pretty mean when you think about what he's saying there.
I said felted.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Randa reports is actionable.
He talked about the bathroom and didn't say new boot goofing. Wah, wah.
He's not saying new boot goofing. I think he's serious here, fellas.
Yes. You are right. I agree with Patrick. There is blood in the water. He said, that's the only reason Red Bar's coming after me and Aaron's coming. Because Aaron, he knows there's blood in the water.
He is smelling his own shit. Like, he's not being, he believes what he's saying. He believes what he's saying. He thinks in my Discord, I privately admitted, look, man, he does have me running. And now other people are joining in because he's really got me cooked. You couldn't make your brain this stupid. Every time you see this guy, you should thank the fucking heavens that you are not this retarded. Keno Casino, this guy. I mean, they're like actual idiots. There's a guy on Twitter today who's screaming for the zip file. He's like, oh yeah, then where's the zip file? And again, that came from that drunk show. So these guys are like the bottom of the barrel functioning in the brain. Like it's... They have a fraction of the facts and think they know it all.
Yes, I do. But Red Bar's just doing it. You'd fall apart all on your own. And you fell apart all on your own. Why? Because you have shitty judgment and no talent. But yes, you are right. I agree with Patrick. There is blood in the water. He said, that's the only reason Red Bar's coming after me and Aaron's coming. Because Aaron, he knows there's blood in the water. Yes, I do. But Red Bar's just doing it because he knows he can bend you over and fuck you at any time. That's what being someone's internet prison bitch is all about. Pat, he was always going to let you feel yourself until he decided it was time to take it away.
Fuck, he was? Because every time somebody came over here and said, hey, Red Bar likes you now, I was feeling myself. I would be like, really? Red Bar likes me? Like, what? What? Yeah, man, you idiot. You fell for that? Mike was just fucking with you, and then he was going to turn on you. I've known Mike David 20 years. Really? Mike David's a fake fuck? Fuck! Fuck! Aw. He's your hero, Aaron. He's your hero. I don't give a fuck what he thinks. He's your hero. By the way, you chased down both of your heroes, both Red Bar and Anthony Cumia, and they both think you stink. Ugh. Tell me what it is.
And since I've given him the bat signal that, hey, this guy's fucking cooked.
So in Aaron's mind, Aaron's called out Mike and said, it's safe now. You come out.
Yes, I do. But Red Bar's just doing it because he knows he can bend you over and fuck you at any time. That's what being someone's internet prison bitch is all about. Pat, he was always going to let you feel yourself until he decided it was time to take it away.
Fuck. Can't believe
and
I
since
felt
I've given him the bat signal that, hey, this guy's fucking cooked, Red Bar's going to come in and finish you off.
Aaron thinks he and Red Bar are a team. Aaron thinks Red Bar and Steel Toe are a team.
Bless his heart.
It's cute. It's kind of cute. Jay Sando says, Aaron is an alpha gay. Plaquebringer says, is Lilith a good name for a baby? I guess. Oh, fuck. He thinks Red Bar and him are teaming up. And now that I've got you on the ropes, I'm going to tag Red Bar in, and he's going to finish you off. You get him, Mike. You get him.
Until he decided it was time to take it away. And since I've given him the bat signal that, hey, this guy's fucking cooked, Red Bar's going to come in and finish you off. Sorry, but hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed it. It was fun, though, wasn't it? Oh, no.
You've had Red Bar tear you apart before. I'm sure you know what it's like. You could probably do this blow for blow, man.
Get your passport ready. You can leave the country for a couple years again like you did last time. You'll rebuild.
I left the country for years.
Build. And then think, Patrick.
You go to Edinburgh for 4 to 6 weeks. You go to Europe. People are like, he ran you out of the country. It's like, . People who summer in Europe don't get... I don't think it's because they're run out of the... Okay.
Think of all the kids that aren't even born yet that when you take a break from the internet and then come back, you'll be able to talk about fucking them. That's like your favorite thing.
No. No.
What? There'll be a whole new crop. I mean, it'll be hard.
I feel like if you take a break, maybe come back without the kid fucking. I just feel like that might have held you up this time.
Oh,
maybe don't do it again.
That's like saying you take a break and come back as a marathon runner. Some people are able. Some people are not able.
I'd love to.
There's love to and able to. Patrick's not able to not talk about fucking kids. It's his thing.
All right, fair.
Everybody's got a gimmick. Gallagher smashed watermelons. Patrick talks about fucking kids.
It just seems like a shitty gimmick.
Nobody said it wasn't a shitty gimmick. Look, it's the Luke Dumpster Drozzy of gimmicks. But it's still a gimmick. So it...
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
Anyway, well, not a gimmick for him, I think, as much as a passion talking about it. But because his eyes don't light up about anything else quite like that. So... But anyway, yes, thank you, Stevie Lou. There is blood in the water. Red Bar is basically Aaron led the infantry charge where we started gutting them. And now here comes Red Bar with the cavalry charge to finish it off. It's how does it feel to know that the peak is over, pal? How does it feel to know the peak is over? Kloppogram with a dollar. Thank you very much. We're gonna get that link in there. $5 for a link. $5 for a link and $10 for immediate, $20 for the whole thing. All right, here we go. Off we go.
Off we go. Off we go.
I've tried to hook you up with sponsorships, but they seem Aaron Clips calling you a pedo. You lost thousands because of Aaron PP Fat Pedoski, and now Stevie Lou with his call girl of a wife. Time to sue baby boy.
Off we go. We're going to have a members only show in just a very, very short time. We're going to quit this, reset, members only live tonight, as usual, just going to be starting late, but you'll see another show pop up. Off we go.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet, they're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss, are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet, they're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy, Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold the family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him like right before he berates him. In the way that he baits him, put him right on blast. Like Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I called, then he treated me like trash.